accessible and inclusive communities by supporting people to live the lives they choose, by helping businesses to adopt best practices, and by finding creative ways for everyone to live, work, and play together. And now let's sit back, relax, and dive in. It's Little's Baseball time. Enjoy the game.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this broadcast may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Dow Diamond. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. So good to have you along here with me. Today, it's the Lansing Lugnuts at 15-19. Against the Great Lakes Loons at 19-15. Game number 35 for the Lugnuts. Game number 2 of this 6-game series. Jeff Criswell is on the mound for Lansing. And on the other side, Cole Percival for the Great Lakes Loons. Well, we do have a moment. So, as we approach first pitch coming up at 6.05 p.m., earlier today I had the chance to sit down with the Lansing Lugnuts' Brian Wilbus. And I asked him, had he played any positions other than catcher in his baseball career?
We see you in center field. We've seen you in the outfield. Have you played any other positions in your life?
Never, ever. I used to play outfield, and that's what I'm loving.
What's the best catch you've ever made?
I can't remember right now, but I have a few recently. You remember against Daytona, the on center field,
yes,
with the bases loaded, two outs. I like that one.
That was huge.
Yeah, that was cool.
Have you ever robbed a home run?
Never. Not yet.
Not yet?
Yeah.
With regards to hitting home runs, you've hit a lot in your life. Was there one that went the farthest, one that you hit the hardest?
When was it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was here. Oh, the last one against Daytona too, I guess. Yeah. No. I don't remember against what team, but that was here on Lansing. I thought that was the fattest and the hardest.
How good did that feel?
Pretty good. I mean, you know, like really, really excited, really, really happy to. I know about for the homer, because I hit the homer. But side of that is because I can help the team to win. You know.
Yeah.
So that's good.
You're from Monterrey, Colombia.
Yep.
We knew Jordan Diaz with the Lugnuts last year. How long have you known him?
We practiced together. Yeah. We played together in winter ball. We are on the same organization. So, yeah, we was on the same program. His father practiced us right now.
His father was your coach?
Yeah, he's my coach, yeah. His name is Jorge Diaz. So we practice together every off season, and even before we signed it with the A's, we practice together too.
How old were you when you first met the Diaz family?
I was 12, yeah.
I heard that the Diaz family has horses. Have you seen them?
Yeah. We shared that activity. We love the horses too, so we ride together.
Wait, so does the Wilbus family also have horses?
Yeah.
How many?
I mean, my grandfather have, I'm not sure how many, but he have some. My grandmother have too, so we got a lot of horses.
Right, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Do any other members of the Wilbus family play baseball?
My father.
What position?
He plays shortstop.
How good was he?
How what?
How good was he?
I mean, he say he was really good. I never seen him playing baseball, but you know he plays softball, but you know it's not the same thing. But
no.
But yeah, he told me the stories, and he told me he was really good, so I believe him.
tell me about signing with the Oakland Athletics. So your training, what was your tryout like?
You know something curious? I never did a tryout with the A's. He just signed me on the tournament, on the World Cup.
Yes.
At Colombia. And there we have every coordinator, and they saw me some games, and we make a deal.
Who was there when you signed your contract?
Dan FaceTime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was there. Juan Mosquera. I'm not sure right now who is, but there was like four guys from the A's.
Were your parents there?
Yeah. They talked with my father.
How did you celebrate afterward?
I was crying. I was alone this week because we played like here. My father was at Lansing. It's like for you. I used to talk with my parents, with my fathers. We was so excited. We was crying. We was really good.
Wait, what did you say was information for me?
Well, what?
You said something was information for me. What was that? Did you say Lansing?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I was in another city from I am, so
si.
It's like you have idea where I am, yeah.
Yes.
So.
Okay, so you sign, you're with the Athletics. Hold on. Tell me about the World Cup. Tell me about playing for Colombia.
I love it. I always love it. I really like it. If you see my Instagram, I'm always have a lot of posts with the Colombian uniform and with the Colombian jersey, sorry. I'm just love it. I'm play with my heart to my country, you know. So that's a really, really good experience, and I love it.
How many years have you played for the national team?
I've been with the Colombia team like four or five times.
Wow.
My whole of my life.
Where have you traveled?
I've been at Mexico, Venezuela. We was the last year in the Pre-Olympics on Miami, on West Palm Beach. Mexico, winner again. We played at Colombia too. And Panama, too.
Speaking of playing for Colombia, you just won the Caribbean Series.
Uh-huh.
You're the Caribbean champions.
At Dominica, too.
What was that like?
Hey, that was unbelievable. That was handsome. That was crazy, too, because nobody, I mean, we expected, we know we're going to be there to compete, to win, to take the championship, and... but you know, it's different when you expect that and when you do it. It's another feeling. It's another sensation. And we celebrated for 1 week, and that was really good. Yeah, that was really good. Even we was on the president house. He invited us to say, hey, congrats, guys. That was a really good job and that stuff. But that was really good.
Had you ever met the president before?
No, never. Never.
Gosh.
That was my first time.
Oh, speaking with Brian Huelvas, when you got back to Colombia, when you saw your family after winning the Caribbean Series, what did everybody say to you?
They say like, wow. It's wow, yeah. We don't have words to describe that feeling, you know.
Yes.
It's a big feeling. It's a big, big challenge. And that was just everyone is happy. Everyone was excited.
Let's go back to last year. You played for Stockton,
yeah.
And you got to work with Craig Conklin. He was a coach there for you.
Yeah.
How was last year for you?
Really good. I mean, we are a really good friend. I mean, I can see he's not just my coach. He's my friend, too, because we help each other. That was a really, really good relation. I like work with him. I like stay this year again with him.
How did you get better last year, from the start of last year to the end of last year? How did you improve?
I mean, you know, every day it's a new day to learn something new.
Yeah.
It's what it is. I mean, every day we got a new something on what I can work, what I want to do, and what I have to improve. And that just every day, I'm trying to be better.
let me go through a couple of things. There's hitting, there's base running, there's fielding. So hitting, what are you working on right now?
Right now, I know it's a lot of stuff, but it's more like be consistently on my APs and yeah, that's it. Be consistent on my offense and try to help the team to win, you know.
In April, you struck out a lot more than you have struck out in May this year. Why?
The weather. I never, no. I thought it's because of that, because I know I struck out myself, but I never played on that weather. I never played with that cold.
Yeah.
And that was hard for me. That was my first time. So yes. I was like working on that. I was trying to get used to to playing with that weather, and I felt that's the reason why, because I don't know what other reason right now.
No, that makes sense. It's miserable to play in the cold, especially for a hitter if you get jammed, right?
Yeah, you don't feel your hands, you don't feel the bat, you don't feel even the ball when you're going to throw it, that's hard.
How's it to play defense in the cold?
It's easier than hit, but, you know, it's still feeling freezing. So, you know, it's hard.
What are you working on right now defensively?
Use same thing. Baseball, it's be consistent in everything you do. So I'm working on that. I'm working on my angles.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it.
How about base running? What are you working on?
Right now I'm working on my first steps, on my jumps. I'm trying to get more stolen bases, you know.
Yeah. How tough is that?
I mean, it's something you have to work on. It's not like the harder thing or the difficult thing, but tough. You gotta be focused, and you gotta be, yeah, focused on what are you doing, and letting go of the bad habits. And mm-hmm. is that?
That's Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Brian Buelvas. We're about to get set for Lansing Lugnuts baseball against the Great Lakes Loons. After this, the call of the first pitch from Dow Diamond.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business.
I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
The date is Wednesday, May the 18th, 2022. Hello and welcome into Midland, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, so glad to have you along with me. Here in Midland, it is 55 degrees and overcast. There was rain throughout the earlier part of today. The field got soaked, but we are playing baseball today. And the Great Lakes Loons line up with their outfield in left field, Edwin Mateo, in center field, Johnny DeLuca, and in right field, it's Jose Ramos. Around the infield, Leonel Valera is at third. Eddie Leonard is the shortstop. At second base, Yorbit Vivas. And at first base, it's Max Hewitt. The catcher is Ryan January. And the man on the mound, the right-hander, Cole Percival, out of Riverside, California, where he grew up alongside the Lansing Lugnuts, Daniel Martinez.
Play ball.
And a youngster just declared play ball, so let it be. Lansing Lugnuts starting lineup. Drew Swift leads off at shortstop. Right fielder Austin Beck bats second. Batting third, the first baseman Tyler Soderstrom. Heading fourth at third base, it's Brett Harris. Then batting fifth, the DH Marty Bikina. Batting sixth in center field, Lawrence Butler. Heading seventh, the catcher Jared McDonald. Rounding off the order, batting eighth, Lazaro Armenteros, the left field, I should say, batting ninth to round off the order, the second baseman, Saheed Valenzuela. That is 6:08 p.m. We're ready for play. Righty versus righty. Percival to Drew Swift. Here it comes. Out of fastball at the letters at 6:08 p.m., a called strike one. Cole Percival stands 6'5", 220 pounds against the shortstop Swift with an open stance. The pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. Our home plate umpire is Brian Van Vranken, in charge of determining those balls and strikes. On the bases umpire is Emma Charlesworth Sealer, the Minnesotan. A 1-1 pitch to Swift out of Arizona State. And in the air, shallow right. Second baseman Vivas backs up to make the catch onto the outfield grass. And there's one away to start up the ball game. Austin Beck now, the right-handed batter against right-hander Percival. One batter, one out, no score. The big leg kick in the pitch. Hit high and foul off the right side. Jose Ramos, the right fielder, does not chase it far. The first baseman Hewitt did cross the foul line. That ball up onto the grassy hill and rolls right down the concrete pathway below. Our fan hustles over to pick it off that sidewalk. Next pitch. Beck takes a called strike on the outside corner. There was a youngster who was hustling down that hill trying to get there, but the adult just walked over and got it first. Austin Beck against Cole Percival. Here's the pitch. A ground ball is hit up the middle. Tough play coming here. Backhanded second baseman Vivas throws one hop into first late, not handled by Hewitt. It's an infield single for Austin Beck.
Batting for Lightnuts, the first baseman, 21, Tyler Soderstrom.
And now Tyler Soderstrom will step in. One on with one out. In the top of the first inning from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. Batting from the left side, the first pitch. Up high, ball one. Soderstrom yesterday had one hit in four at-bats. That one hit was an RBI single. And the Lansing Lugnuts erased a 4-1 deficit on their way to a 7-4 series opening win. The righty sets. Percival throws. Foul back to the screen. He went off speed. Got one ball, one strike. The best pitch for Percival, the pitch that you really have to be wary of, is his changeup. Although in speaking with the broadcasters for the Loons, they want him to use his slider more. Percival's pitch. Swing and a miss. How about the fastball at 97 here on the stadium gun? Strike two. Percival with a four-seamer, a two-seamer, the changeup, and the slider. Back the runner at first base. One out, no score. And a 1-2 pitcher's pitch. Missed low and away. Two balls and two strikes. There was the changeup. Soderstrom comes in hitting 205 with an OPS at 709. Six doubles, one triple, and six homers for the 20-year-old. Percival comes set at the belt. Deals. Soderstrom hits a high fly to right. Ramos chases it back. He's at the wall. It's gone. Out onto the lawn below the video board. Homer number seven for Soderstrom is a two-run shot. 2-0 Lugnuts in the first inning. 365 feet over that right field wall. That is the third home run surrendered by Cole Percival this year. Now here comes the man who hit his seventh home run of the season yesterday, Brett Harris. Righty versus righty, Percival brings it. Harris takes a fastball for a called strike one. 94 in the stadium gun. Harris finished yesterday's game 1-for-4 with the dinger. the deal. Again, the fastball. And again, a called strike. That one up and away. No balls and two strikes in the native of Arlington Heights, Illinois. And Brett Harris amongst the league leaders in a lot of different important categories. An 0-2. Harris reaches out and taps it back to Percival off the mound to the first base side. Utter hands to Hewitt. And there's two outs. Marty Bikina is coming up next. Two outs, nobody on, and two runs in for the Lansing Lugnuts. Top of the first inning. Call Percival's initial offering. Strike called on the inside corner. That was a front door slider. Bikina and Soderstrom trading places from yesterday's game. The Loons yesterday started the lefty, Lyle Lockhart. Righty fires to righty. Strike two call. Fastball at 94. Right in there. Marty Bikina is currently hitting 276, 8 hits, 5 walks. 3 times he's been hit by a pitch in 8 games. He had scored 7 runs. An 0-2 is high and away. Ball 1. Bikina has knocked in 5 for Lansing. 2 doubles, 2 triples. On deck, Lawrence Butler. Percival with a 1-2. Bikina swings and misses. Strike 3. First strikeout for Percival ends the top of the first inning. But the Lansing Lugnuts score a pair on a Tyler Soderstrom homer out to right. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Lugnuts 2, the Loons coming up against Jeff Criswell when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here at the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
To the bottom half of the first inning. The Lansing Lugnuts 2, the Great Lakes Loons now approaching for Jeff Criswell, the right-hander from Portage. Johnny DeLuca leads off in center field. Right-hander versus right-hander. And here it comes from Criswell. Down low, ball 1. Criswell is a 4-pitch guy, fastball, curve, changeup, and slider. On deck, the shortstop, Eddie Slanard. And then the second baseman, Yorbit Vivas, bats third. The step back, the left leg kick, the pitch. That two misses low. 2 balls, no strikes. Heading fourth in the order for the Loons, Jose Ramos in right field. Then catcher Ryan January bats fifth, and third baseman Lionel Valera hits sixth. Criswell deals a 2-0. The off-speed breaks in there for a called strike 1. Good curve. Heading seventh, the first baseman Max Hewitt. Batting eighth, the DH Emmanuel Vargas. Batting ninth, in left field, it's Edwin Mateo. Here's the pitch from Criswell. Down it in. Ball 3. To Johnny DeLuca. leads the Midwest League 11 homers this year. DeLuca, though, hitting just 237, and he struck out 27 times. He's worked a good count here. 3-1 pitch. DeLuca takes a called strike two, but he's already discarded the bat. See, the home plate umpire, Brian Van Vranken, takes his time. And while Van Vranken was deliberating, DeLuca decided, all right, that probably meant it was ball four. It turned out, did not mean ball four. So three balls and two strikes, and it's a Criswell payoff on its way. Check swing, did he go on appeal? He did not. The Lansing Lugnuts thought it was a strikeout, but the bases umpire, Charles Worth Sealer, denied it. And it's ball four for DeLuca. The Lugnuts are righteously exercised about that call on the check swing. Here comes Eddie Slanard. Lansing Lugnuts defense features Jared McDonald, the catcher. At first base, Tyler Soderstrom holds on DeLuca. Saheed Valenzuela is at second. Drew Swift at short. Brett Harris is at third. Criswell fires. Strike one called, outer edge. Fastball to start off Leonard, who had himself a great ball game yesterday. And the series opener between these two squads, he singled twice, he doubled, and he walked in five plate appearances. I'll throw over to first base. DeLuca back in standing. Johnny DeLuca this year, five steals, one time call. Criswell misses away. One ball, one strike, and Leonard. Eddie Slanard, just a fun name to say. Born in the year 2000. His first name, E-D-D-Y-S, Eddie. Here's the pitch. Runner moves. It's taken for a strike. Throw down. Tag late. Feet first to Luca into second base with his sixth steal of the year. Count on Leonard. Now one ball and two strikes. Lansing is up 2-0. There's nobody out, and Criswell resets. The Orbit Vivas is waiting on deck. Leonard, a 287 hitter. 12 doubles, 6 homers. Lot of power. The pitch. He swings and lines it out to left field, where it hangs up for Armenteros coming in. One down. DeLuca back to second base. Yorbit Vivas is a left-handed hitter. That name, J-O-R-B-I-T, Yorbit. Vivas, V-I-V-A-S. Viva, Yorbit, Vivas. Here's the pitch to him. Fouled away and off the left side. Took a wicked cut off a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Boy, Vivas had himself a game yesterday. And it made franchise history. Couple of triples for Vivas. And the Loons tripled three times in the game. Resting the bat in his left shoulder. Criswell brings it. Fastball at the letters for a called strike two. Last time out for Jeff Criswell. The Dayton Dragons' very first batter, Jose Torres, doubled on the first pitch that he saw. And then Criswell walked the third and the fourth batters, and the bases were loaded with one out in the first. And that would be it for the Dayton offense. Vivas takes one up. Ball one. Just a show fastball. Criswell went on to get out of that first inning on his way to setting down 14 consecutive batters. And that ended a five-inning, one-hit, scoreless outing performance where he struck at eight. He has DeLuca at second, one out. Lansing's up by two in the first. He throws. High fly, pounded to right. It's trouble. It is gone. Out at the very top of the pavilion below the video board. Tyler Soderstrom hit a two-run homer out there on the top half. And now in the bottom half, Jorbit Vivas answers with his second home run of the year. And it's a two-run shot for the Loons. Tie game 2-2. That is the fifth home run of the year surrendered by Criswell. A 403-footer by Vivas. And worse, if you're Jeff Criswell, he was out in front. But Vivas got a mistake. And now Jose Ramos takes ball one up high and away. Got every last bit of that. Jose Ramos, the right fielder, batting right, upright stance. Full windup and the pitch. Up high with the off speed. Curveball didn't curve. Two balls, no strikes. So just like last time out against Aiden, not quite a sharp start for Jeff Criswell. Yesterday we saw Steve Emmanuel's not quite sharp after he was so good against Aiden. The deal. A ground ball down toward third. Difficult hop bouncing right over the diving Brett Harris. It kicks down the left field line for extra bases. Ramos races for second. Left fielder Armenteros gets it into shortstop. A double for Jose Ramos. Jose Ramos put it right down the third baseline. And Brett Harris laid out to his right and trying to cover that line. That ball might have hopped off the base because it took a super ball bounce right over him. In his second game with the Loons, Ramos has his first double. He had tripled yesterday. There's one man out, bottom of the first, and the Loons and the Lugnuts are tied up 2-2. And now Ryan January swings, lashes the first pitch up the middle off a broken bat. One hop to Swift at short. He distributes to first in time for out number two. Over to third base on the play, Jose Ramos. Well, next up, here's Leonel Valera. Right-handed hitting third baseman, a 2-2 game, a Loon at third. The pitch, bouncer, foul up the left side. By the way, that ground out by January off the first pitch a moment ago. That's when you start to know that Criswell is going well. When he's sawing batters off, and getting weak contact on the ground. And Jeff Criswell, who's on, you don't really see a lot of lift against him. The pitch. Valera fouls it straight back, and now it's nothing and two. Leonel Valera out of Barinas, Venezuela, not to be confused with Baruda, Venezuela, which produced Lansing Lugnuts hitting coach Javier Goddard. Valera hitting in the number six spot in the order has a ton of power, but strikes out a lot. Criswell's pitch. Down and away. Nice backhand stop by Jared McDonald. Keeps it right there at home plate and keeps Jose Ramos at third base. And by the way, Jeff Criswell this year, one wild pitch, that is all. The Lugnuts catching crew has done a darn good job. Valera waits. Pitcher's pitch on 1-2. On its way. Breaking ball down and away. And again, McDonald the backhand. They couldn't tempt him twice. 43 strikeouts for Leonel Valera. This is his 34th game. He does have three doubles, two triples, and five home runs. Criswell gets his sign. Sets at the belt. He throws. And he missed outside. It's gone to 3-2. Fastball at 94, but wide of the mark. And at third base, Ramos claps his hands together. Jose Ramos, down at third base, has a pink oven mitt, the sliding mitt on his right hand. And he also has pink tape along his left forearm and right forearm. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. He does get him with the breaking ball. Lionel Valera did so well of not getting tempted at three in a row, and then Criswell fans him to end the first inning. But the Great Lakes Loons score two, a walk and a homer. A double is stranded. Bivas's round tripper answers Soderstrom's in the top half. And as we go to the top of the second inning, it's a 2-2 game between the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No Adam yet here in Great Lakes. Adam should join me tomorrow night when the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons play the third game in the six-game series. We're anticipating the starting pitching matchup tomorrow night to be Osvaldo Berríos against Emmett Sheehan of the Loons. We begin the top of the second. Loons righty Cole Percival deals. Lawrence Butler takes a called strike one at the letters. Fastball begins him at 94. We'll see Butler, McDonald, and Armenteros in the second inning in a 2-2 game. 6-7-8 batters. Lefty batter waits the deal. Swing and a miss. Fastball exploded past him. No balls and two strikes. Well, Lawrence yesterday in the series opener finished the game 0-for-3, but he walked once, and that walk was significant. Percival kicks and deals. Swing and a foul tip hung on to by January, strike three. Second strikeout for Percival. Lawrence Butler in yesterday's game coaxed a two-out walk in the top of the seventh inning from the previously unhittable Braden Fisher. And Matt Cross followed by hitting him out, a two-run homer. That brought the Lugnuts into a 5-4 lead at the time on their way to a 7-4 win. Percival to Jared McDonald now, righty versus righty. Fastball's away, one ball, no strikes. Matt Cross added a two-run homer in the ninth inning. Two of the Lugnuts, three home runs. Brett Harris homered early. Already a home run here today. Tyler Soderstrom, a two-run shot. It's 2-2. Here's the pitch. Fouled back by McDonald. One ball, one strike, and the Lansing Lugnuts catcher from Goodyear, Arizona. And McDonald drafted out of Western Oregon, a 19th rounder in 2019. It's interesting to me that Matt Cross, one of the Lugnuts' other catchers, is also a 19th rounder. 1-1 pitch. Up high from Percival. Two balls, one strike on McDonald. One out, nobody on, top of the second. Yesterday was Cross hitting two. And the Loons broadcast team looked at me earlier today and they said, tough for Matt Cross, he doesn't play. The pitch, McDonald swings and misses. High cheddar, strike two. But no, Lansing Lugnuts manager Phil Pohl, the former catcher himself, making sure that these catchers stay fresh. Tyler Soderstrom at first base, Matt Cross idle, Jared McDonald in. Percival's 2-2. Off the hands, fisted into shallow center field. It dunks down for a base hit. Johnny DeLuca picks it up and lobs it forward. Jared McDonald has a one-out single. McDonald just muscled himself that single. Jared coming off a strong homestand in which he homered twice against Dayton. Lázaro Armenteros is the next Lugnut, right-hander against right-hander. A tie game 2-2. The initial offering stays high. One ball and no strikes. The Lansing Lugnuts have the second best team batting average right now in the Midwest League. And with that base hit, Jared McDonald is currently hitting 304. Percival delivers. Inside corner, strike call. He went off speed. Hit that inner edge beautifully. Armenteros is hitting 277. The OPS is 977. He is walking. He is hitting for power. He's not playing every day. He's staying fresh. The pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball by him. Lázaro has 4 home runs this year. He's in a 1-2 hole. The pitch just off the outside corner from Percival. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The man on deck is the number 9 hitter, Saheed Valenzuela. Short lead for McDonald at first. Percival to Armenteros. The pitch up and inside. Lázaro has a way of bringing his hands forward. And as he started to do so, he realized, it's coming in close. And he quickly had to draw his hands back. Second baseman Vivas is cheating up the middle. It's a 2-2 game in the second. Here's the pitch. Armenteros takes ball 4 low. McDonald jogs to second. Armenteros up to first base. First walk given up by Percival. Now Saheed Valenzuela. But first, here comes the pitching coach for the Great Lakes Loons. It's David Anderson who jogs his way out to the mound. What I enjoy about the Loons roster is everybody gets a uniform number. All of the players, the manager Austin Shove, the hitting coach Dylan Nishatka, the bench coach Elian Herrera, but not David Anderson. And as he has gone out there right now, maybe he's wearing a uniform. Who knows? I can tell you this, though. He's wearing a Great Lakes Loons hoodie. Anderson back to the dugout. And now Saheed. Jared McDonald at second, Lázaro Armenteros at first. There's one man out in a 2-2 game in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Up high, ball 1 from Percival. Command has been an issue for Percival and for others in this Great Lakes Loons pitching corps. Percival's walk a moment ago was his 15th walk in 26 innings. Switch hitter batting left, Valenzuela waits. Percival sets, kicks, throws. High fly pushed foul off the left side. A 1-ball, 1-strike on Saheed Valenzuela. Saheed out of Somerton, Arizona, the 13th rounder, 2019. He was drafted from Cal State Fullerton. He's a Titan. A 1-ball, 1-strike with one out. The break even. Fought off the hands foul, left side, over the tarp, bounced off the green railings, kicks right back into the left field area. A Lansing Lugnuts reliever went jogging over. The Loons left fielder Mateo went jogging over. Mateo waved the Lugnuts reliever away, and the Lugnuts reliever ignored him, picks up the baseball, gets it off the field, and Mateo can head back to his spot. The count is 1-2. Pitcher's pitch. Just off the outside corner. Maybe a tad low. But the count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. It was tight and a tough take by Valenzuela. The top of the order is waiting to hit next. Drew Swift watching from the on-deck circle. Percival has his sign. Here it comes. Fly ball to right field. Ramos back. He waits. He's got it. He builds up steam. And at second base, McDonald's going nowhere. Draws the throw all the way into third base. It's simply a fly out to right by Valenzuela. But with McDonald stuck at second and Armentero stuck at first, two outs for Drew Swift. Now Swift popped out to the second baseman Vivas his first time. Second baseman Vivas up the middle, pounds his glove, trying to keep Jared McDonald in tight, backs up the pitch. Right in there for a called strike one, a Percival slider. Swift had been red hot, 9-for-14, entering yesterday's opener, and then the Loons cooled him off. He was 0-for-4. And he struck out his final two plate appearances. Right-hander against right-hander. Here it comes. It's down low. One ball and one strike. That's a pretty good idea. First pitch slider. And then second pitch fastball at the knees. But Percival missed his spot. You'll know how Drew Swift is doing offensively. Depending on where he hits the ball. When he's going well, he hits it everywhere. The pitch to him. Wait, hang on just a second. Swift was stepping out of the box. A balk was called. That's what it was. Balk shouted out. Then Percival delivered the pitch. Swift then swung and missed. And it's that funny thing in baseball that let's say Swift had hit it. They would have allowed the Lansing Lugnuts to accept the results or go with the balk. But as it was, he swung and missed. And so they said, forget strike two. The balk moves Armenteros to second and Jared McDonald to third. I love that weird baseball loophole. Let's try it again. One ball, one strike. Cole Percival sets below the belts. The leg kick and the pitch. Down and away, a slider. Two balls and one strike. Just a wild thing. Makes you think like you're on Let's Make a Deal. All right, would you like the balk or would you like Drew Swift single to right field? Makes me think about football. Do you want to decline the penalty or not? I believe that we just had a pitch clock infraction against the batter Swift. Strike two has been given by the home plate umpire Brian Van Vranken. Swift was not ready soon enough. And so, two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners in scoring position. The pitch fouled away on a line off to the lawn on the right side. One big hop over the picnickers and their reclining chairs off the right side and toward the Loon's lookout, which is their playground. And there's a ton of kids running around, everybody in winter weather gear with temperatures sinking back into the 50s after we had it in the 80s not long ago. We tried again on 2-2 and a 2-2 game. The pitch, Swift hits a high fly into right. Routine for Ramos, started in, backs up, two steps to his left. A one-hand catch, and this Lugnuts threat goes by the wayside. Swift is now 0-for-2 today and 0-for-6 in the series. And McDonald left at third, Armenteros at second. With their 1.5, the score of the Lansing Lugnuts 2, the Great Lakes Loons 2 from Dow Diamond.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's our first look at Max Hewitt as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Lansing and Great Lakes tied up 2-2. Jeff Criswell misses with his first offering, low and away, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. No Adam Jaxa here today, away on assignment. Lansing and Great Lakes tied up 2-2. Each team hit a two-run homer in the first. A one-ball pitch. Criswell finds the outside corner with the off-speed. He broke it back in there. Had a called strike one. It'll be Hewitt, Vargas, and Mateo. Bottom third of the Loons order for the bottom of the second. The kick, the toss. Fastball. Strike called on the inner edge. 1-2. Max Hewitt out of Midhurst, Ontario. The Oklahoma State Cowboy. No batting gloves from the left side. Swings at the 1-2. Pokes it up the middle. One hop. Snared by Swift. Back of second base. A difficult throw. And he got him. The Arizona State Gold Glover. And that glove is as golden as ever. Let it shine. And the arm is pretty good, too. Star next to it on the scorecard. Max Hewitt is robbed. That baseball looked ticketed for center field. Swift got there. Still, there would have been no way for him to make the throw, but he did, and he nabbed the left-handed hitter. Now Emmanuel Vargas takes ball one outside. Magnificent from Swift. Star next to it on the scorecard. Absolutely. The 1-0 at the letter, strike call. Off speed from Jeff Criswell, the right-hander. Emmanuel Vargas, a second straight left-handed batter. And there's a switch hitter in Mateo on deck. Criswell fires right down the middle. Once again, secondary stuff, strike two issue. Vargas DHing today. Yesterday we saw him at first base. It's a tie game, 2-2. Here's the pitch. Check swing, it was up. Ball two. Jeff Criswell was pivotal for the University of Michigan. If you go back to when the Michigan Wolverines made their run all the way to College World Series runner-up, they lost to Vanderbilt in the championship series. The pitch, bouncing in. Three balls and two strikes. In the NCAA regional, Criswell struck out 9 7⅔ innings, and the Wolverines beat Cincinnati. Michigan went on to eliminate number 22 Creighton in the NCAA regionals and advanced. Payoff pitch to Vargas. Check swing. He got locked up, but it missed in. Lugnuts thought that it was in the zone. They were checking from the third base side dugout. They're saying, where was it? And they were told it was inside. It's ball four for Vargas. And that was close. One out walk. Edwin Mateo. Next man up. Well, Criswell and the Wolverines next advanced to the NCAA Super Regional, where Michigan took on the number one seed, UCLA, the number one team in the country. The pitch, Edwin Mateo takes ball one up high. And it was Criswell relieving Carl Kaufman with the potential tying and game-winning runs aboard in the bottom of the ninth. He got Jake Pries to pop out. He struck out Jack Stronach, whom we have seen in this league with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. He struck him out, and Michigan won 3-2. Strike called on the outside corner. Fastball to Mateo. One ball and one strike. Mateo is switch hitting left fielder. That's left. Vargas at first base, one out, bottom of the second inning. And Lansing and Criswell tied up with the Loons 2-2. Criswell comes set, kicks, throws. Missed in. So then, Jeff Criswell, after that huge relief appearance against UCLA, he started the next day. And he allowed just one earned run in 5 1/3 innings, though the UCLA Bruins came back and won that game in 12 innings. But Michigan went on to eliminate the favored Bruins. His pitch is high. Criswell is behind Mateo, three balls, one strike. After beating UCLA in the NCAA Super Regional, it was onward to the College World Series. And there, Jeff Criswell again, a two scoreless inning save as Michigan knocked off number 8 Texas, struck out Brian Klein with the runs aboard. The pitch fouled back over our heads. 3-2. Now Mateo, top of the order, and Johnny DeLuca's on deck. Then, in a rematch against number 8 Texas Tech, Criswell fired the final 3 innings scoreless. He struck out 6, and Michigan was on its way to the College World Series finals. Big-time pitching, starting, relief work wherever they needed him. Criswell's payoff here. Off-speed is up and away. He's walked his second consecutive batter. Borges to second, Mateo on at first, top of the order time, and Johnny DeLuca. And a 2-2 game in the home second. With one out, the Loons leadoff hitter will wait. Here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze. Well, even though the Michigan Wolverines went on to fall in the College World Series against those Vanderbilt Commodores, the College World Series finals, Jeff Criswell still saw crucial action. In game one against the Commodores, they brought him out of the pen for the final 2 outs of the game as Michigan beat Vandy 7-4. And then in game 3, though Michigan lost 8-2, there was Criswell, game 3, coming in out of the bullpen in relief to work the final 5 innings, and he struck out 7 just to give the offense a chance. Although in the end, Mason Hickman, whom we have seen here in this Midwest League pitching for Lake County, he and the Vanderbilt Commodores successful. Speaking of Vanderbilt's, the Vandy catcher C.J. Rodriguez currently catching with low A Stockton, or I should say single A Stockton. And we could see C.J. Rodriguez and Jeff Criswell forming a battery in the Oakland Athletics system in the near future, whether here in Lansing or up in Double A Midland or beyond. Johnny DeLuca takes high, ball 1. Just not the same Criswell control that we saw against Lake County when he was the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, coming 3 outs away from a no-hitter, or last time out, the 5 scoreless against Dayton, allowing 1 hit. Righty against righty. Here's the pitch. DeLuca takes low, ball 2, curveball. That said, what Criswell always has in his back pocket, even if the strikeout stuff isn't working, is he can throw a bowling ball up there, get himself a grounder, and get out of this jam. 2-1, one out, tie game, bottom of the second. The pitch, swing and a miss. Or, you know, that would work. Fastball right by him. DeLuca worked a walk on a 3-2 pitch in the first inning, stole second base, and scored on a Yorbit Vivas 2-run homer. And that answered the Lansing Lugnuts 2-run homer from Tyler Soderstrom in the first. 2-1, one out, the 2-1. Fouled back to the screen. And from 2-0, 2 straight fastballs that DeLuca could not turn around. The count is balanced. The dangerous Edis Leonard is on deck. But it's DeLuca with his 11 home runs this year. The man out of Thousand Oaks, California, waiting. Criswell's pitch popped up, foul, out of play to the right side. We stay 2-2. It is Vargas at second base, leading away. Second baseman Valenzuela creeping in ever tighter. Mateo's at first. Criswell deals. Buried it, blocked well by McDonald. DeLuca takes ball 3. Max Hewitt, remember, to begin this inning, sent a bouncer up the middle, a one hopper that looked like it was ticketed for center field. But Drew Swift, the shortstop, a magnificent play to retire him. And then the walks to Vargas and Mateo. And now here comes a 3-2 for DeLuca. A ground ball down to third, but foul, wide of the bag. Brett Harris was hoping. And then Harris pegs it up into the stands where a fan showed up with his glove. Harris fed him beautifully. Stuck it right in the leather. There was not too much arc on that throw. Like Brett Harris was thrown across the diamond to first base. 3-2, it stays. Vargas at second, Mateo at first, one out. Will those runners move? No. And the pitch is high, ball four. Criswell has walked the bases loaded. He has walked DeLuca twice. Yesterday, Stevie Emanuel's worked 3 2/3 innings. The Lansing Lugnuts relief corps, Kumar Nambiar, Brock Whittlesey, Trace and Kubo, were all superb. 5 1/3 scoreless they gave Lansing, en route to a 7-4 come from behind win. Well, you don't want to have to go to the bullpen early. Criswell, though, is now up to 48 pitches. And Eddie Slanard is coming up with the bases loaded and one out in the bottom of the second. The Lugnuts and the Loons tied 2-2. This next pitch from Criswell will be his 25th of the bottom of the second inning. A pitch clock infraction has already been signaled by the home plate umpire Van Vranken. I think that was on the batter Lannard. Lugnuts look to turn two. Vargas at third, Mateo at second, DeLuca at first base. Criswell winds and throws. Swing and a miss. Started him off with a slider. It was a pitch clock infraction on the batter, and the count is now nothing into an Eddie Slanard. How that can turn things. And Jeff Criswell gets the credit for a strike that he didn't throw. So now this will be his 50th pitch. On its way. Fly ball lifted to center field. Lawrence Butler waits. Butler with the catch. Runner tags from third base and from second. A third of the plate is too late. A peg to third in time. Mateo is tossed out from Jared McDonald, the catcher. It is a sacrifice fly from Eddie Slanard, bringing in Vargas from third. Mateo hesitated, waited to see where the throw would go from second, and then when he saw it carrying all the way to McDonald, he broke for third base, and McDonald winged it to Harris. That cut him down. A double play ends the second inning and gets Criswell and the Lugnuts off the ropes. One run, no hits, three walks, one runner left on. It's the Loons 3, the Lugnuts 2 on our way to the third inning from Dow Diamond.
The work is essential.
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Loons 3, Lugnuts 2, opening up the third inning with Austin Beck, who swings and chops towards short, two bounces to Eddie Slanard, a strong throw to first base, and there's one gone.
Lansing, the first baseman, 21, Tyler Soderstrom.
Tyler Soderstrom now who is the reason that the Lugnuts have two runs in this game. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you very much for keeping me company. It was Soderstrom hitting a two-run homer in the first inning, knocking home Austin Beck ahead of him. That gave the Lugnuts the early lead. The Loons have scored three unanswered. Cole Percival's pitch is down low. One ball and no strikes. The right-hander Percival's allowed three hits. He's walked one. He is balked once. But his team leads. He fires. That's right down the middle. Strike call. Off speed. There was a 2-2 pitch to Soderstrom that he rocketed out to right field. Back in the first inning, his seventh home run of the year. Tapping the bat above his left shoulder. Right-hander deals. Soderstrom pops it foul back over our heads, soaring over the ballpark and off toward the parking lots. Probably off toward Maru Sushi as well, which is just across the street. Brett Harris is on deck. One out, nobody on. Top of the third. Here's the pitch. Soderstrom takes a called strike three on a backdoor slider. That brings up Brett Harris. Right-hander against right-hander. Percival's pitch. Off the outside corner, ball one. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Harris had a comebacker his first time up. Right back to the 6'5 Percival. Who throws. That's above the letters for ball two. Talk about a hitter's count. Two balls, no strikes. Does Harris get something good to mesh? He doesn't. It dots the outside corner for a called strike. 2-1. Brett Harris amongst the Midwest League leaders. I mentioned in his first time up. Let's see if I've got the chance to tell you more specifics. 2-1. Sailing outside. All right, so here we go. He is first in the Midwest League in on-base percentage, .425. He is third in the league in slugging, .617. He is second in OPS, .1042. He's tied for fifth in the league in runs scored, .21. And this is a 3-1 from Percival. Down and in. He's drawn the walk, and he's on again. Harris has now walked 18 times this year, which is the same amount of times that he has struck out. I'm looking over the other Lansing Lugnuts, and nobody else is close in terms of same amount of walks and strikeouts, except Marty Bikina. Here is Bikina, first pitch. Up high, ball one. And Bikina has been with the Lansing Lugnuts now for, and this is his ninth game. Five walks and nine strikeouts. Struck out for the ninth time to end the top of the first inning. Loons 3, Lugnuts 2. Lugnuts out hitting the Loons, 3-2. Two outs, Harris at first. The pitch. Strike called. And there's that great Percival changeup. Bikina watched it all the way in. What do you look for if you face Cole Percival? My guess is you start with the fastball, and it gives you a changeup right that early on. You tip your cap. Broken bat looper left of the pitcher's mound. It's Percival who barehands, fires to first late. Bikina is on, and Harris up to second. It's an infield single that traveled, oh, I don't know, 55 feet or so to the left of the pitcher's mound. 57 feet, okay. Let's get it right. It's tough luck for Cole Percival. Retired Austin Beck on the ground out to short. Struck out Tyler Soderstrom looking. But then he walked Harris, and now Bikina on the infield single. 2-1, 2-out for Lawrence Butler. Percival's pitch. Swatted up in the air off the left side, and a foul ground rushes Mateo. But it's out of the left fielder's range, out of the grassy area, just outside the Lansing Lugnuts pen. There's an angled lawn amidst the green picnic tables. There's a lot of green here. There's that lawn, which is to the left of the Lugnuts pen. There's the hill that stretches above the Loons bullpen and past the Loons first baseside dugout. And 0-1 for Butler will wait as Percival spins about on the hill. Then you've got the rolling berm that stretches from foul pole to foul pole, with just a couple of areas where there is no grass. 3-2 Loons, two outs, top of the third. Here's the pitch. Butler takes, strike two called at the knees. The center field area, the center field batter's eye, is, I believe, 18 or 19 evergreen trees all lined up. I counted them at one time. It's an 0-2 to Lawrence Butler. He swings and pops it foul out of play. And right above those evergreens, there's a Central Michigan University advertisement saying Fire Up Chips gives cmich.edu. My broadcast partner, Adam Jackson, the voice of Central Michigan football and men's basketball. He's a Chippewa. Then you've got the lawn area in right center, and then the pavilion in right below the video board. Here's an 0-2. Whacked foul off the left side. It was coming in up a high fastball from Percival. And Lawrence Butler climbed the ladder with him with a quick swing. Just not quick enough to keep it fair. There are a few Lugnuts batters, though, who have been able to hit high fastballs this year. From what we've seen, Lawrence Butler and Tyler Soderstrom are two of them. No balls, two strikes. Percival tries again. Butler rips it foul up the right side. It's caused one Loons pitcher to hop out of the way as that ball came sizzling in. Ripped on the ground just wide of first. There's a rampway just to the left of the right field foul pole. The fair pole, if you prefer. That's where the ground screw uses to come in and out below those gates. Percival line shot right center field. There's Rom, and it's down the alleyway. It hits off the wall. In comes Harris. Marty Bikin is on his heels. No throw. Two runners score standing, and Lawrence Butler's into second base with a two-run double. The Lugnuts leapfrog into a 4-3 lead, and that ball was 110 miles an hour, rifled up the right center gap. You know, a batter shouldn't get swings like that when the count is 0-2. But Percival got out in front of Butler, no balls and two strikes. And Butler hit one hard foul to the left, hit one hard foul to the right, and hit one hard fair to right center. Now Jared McDonald swats the first pitch foul back to the screen. Yesterday we roller coastered. The Lugnuts went up 1-0. The Loons grabbed the lead. Actually, it was the Loons going up 1-0. The Lugnuts tying the score 1-1. The Loons going up 4-1. The Lugnuts taking the lead for good, 7-4. McDonald takes. Strike called. Outer edge at the letters. Slider from Percival. Well, here you go today. The Lugnuts take a 2-0 lead. Soderstrom's homer. Loons score 3 unanswered. And Lawrence Butler just doubles the Lugnuts back in front. And now an 0-2 pitch from McDonald. On its way, ground ball pulled foul off the left side. Lawrence Butler. For Butler, that is his fifth double, his 19th and 20th runs batted in this year. And Tyler Soderstrom leads the Lugnuts with 21 ribbies. 0-2 from McDonald. Here's the pitch. Jared goes down swinging. Weak swing on a fastball down and away. Side retired. Cole Percival has now struck out 4. including two in the top of the third inning. But there were two outs and nobody on before a walk, an infield single, and Lawrence Butler roaring a double out to right center to bring in Harris and Bikina. And the Lugnuts are now back out in front. As we go to the bottom of the third inning, it is Lansing leading 4-3 over Great Lakes.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Lawrence Butler just doubled the Lansing Lugnuts into the lead, 4-3, as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning, or of the third inning. Let me take my time here. The bottom of the third inning, and it's Yorbit Vivas who leads things off with Jose Ramos, and then Ryan January. Right-hander Jeff Criswell back to the hill. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch came in, 1-1, and Yorbit Vivas. Think about the turn of events that we saw in the bottom half of the second inning. The Loons had the bases loaded, one out. Jeff Criswell had walked three in a row. It was a tie game, 2-2. The pitch, down and in. 2-1 on Vivas, who homered his first time up. Well, Eddie Slanard hit a sacrifice fly to center field, and the Loons went up 3-2, Imanol Vargas scoring. But on the play, Edwin Mateo broke for third and was thrown out. Criswell's pitch, high and outside. On the count on Vivas is now 3-1. Well, you go from that where the Loons could have had a massive inning, scoring only one run, and suddenly the inning being over. And then Lawrence Butler says, well, how about if the Lugnuts lead now? 3-1 pitch, popped him up. Let's see, back and out of play. Catcher McDonald's getting a look, but no, off the rooftop and bouncing in front of us. It's 3-2 on Vivas. Ramos waits on deck. Here's a high fly hit to right. Did Vivas get Criswell again? No. In right field, Austin Beck, shy of the track, holds it in. Austin Beck went back, and then he rounded it in. And there's one gone in the bottom of the third inning. Jose Ramos now. Right-hander throws to right-hander. Criswell hits the outside corner with a called strike one. A fastball starts him. 4-3 Lugnuts lead. And out hitting the Loons 5-2. Criswell rears and deals. Low and away. Breaking ball for ball one. Ramos doubled his first time up. Right down the left field line. Michigan Wolverine winds and throws. Ramos chased it down and came up empty. Good breaking ball for strike two. Jose Ramos just joining these Great Lakes Loons. 6'1", 200-pounder out of Panama. Here's the pitch. He goes down swinging. Slider down and away, picked up by McDonald, and a throw down to first base completes the K. At a 2-3 on the end of it. So there's your second strikeout for Jeff Criswell. Two outs, nobody on. He works to Ryan January. Off speed down low, ball one. You know, the Lansing Lugnuts bullpen is now quiet up the left side. And Criswell, one batter away from working his first perfect inning of this game. Can he finish it off strong here? He throws. Swing and a miss. How about that? Off speed that slowed down so much that January had swung and missed, and then the pitch arrived. Criswell to the plate. January chops to the second baseman. Off the cut of the grass, stays down to Valenzuela. He stayed right with it. He feeds Soderstrom, and the side retired. The inning is over. Jeff Criswell, a 1-2-3 bottom half of the third inning. And we are bound for the fourth. It's the Lugnuts leading 5-4. I should say it's the Lugnuts leading 4-3.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Continued great production by the Lansing Lugnuts offense. And as we go to the fourth inning, it's a 4-3 Lugnuts edge over the hometown Great Lakes Loons. Two runs in the first, two in the third inning. Two big swings by two young Lugnuts stars who had struggled early on in the year. Tyler Soderstrom a homer, Lawrence Butler a double. The third inning begins with Lázaro Armenteros taking a called strike one from the right-hander Cole Percival. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Righty throws to righty. Armenteros takes off the outside corner. I should say, this is the reliever Kevin Malaszewski who's checked in for Cole Percival. Malaszewski out of the stretch. Armenteros swings and misses. Now the count is 1-2. Well, Kevin Malaszewski has struggled with his command this year. Six appearances, one start. And 12 innings, he has walked 16. But Armenteros strikes out to open up this top of the fourth inning. Cole Percival today in three innings of work. The Loon starter struck out four, allowed four runs, gave up one homer to Tyler Soderstrom. Sayy Valenzuela takes ball one upstairs from Kevin Malaszewski. Five base hits allowed by Percival. He walked two. He can lose this game. Pitch on its way. Line foul off the left side. Sayy Valenzuela flat out to right field his first time up. Malaszewski sets high. He throws. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in at 94. He's bringing it. Malaszewski is out of Wakanda, Illinois. And I'm going to need to spell that city name. The pitch. Valenzuela parries it foul on the ground left side. One ball, two strikes. It's not Wakanda like where Black Panther rules. This Wakanda is W-A-U-C-O-N-D-A. I remember thinking the same thing last year. He's a 38th rounder in 2016, Malaszewski. A tipper foul left side just outside the home plate circle. And Valenzuela is hanging tough. Right now, Malaszewski is throwing strikes. Let me get this right, by the way. 9 walks, 9 strikeouts in 10 and one-third innings entering in. And he opened it up by getting Lazar Armentero swinging. Now the 1-2 for Valenzuela. Up and inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes in Zahid. I bet the Loons go into their bullpen before the Lugnuts. It looked like Jeff Criswell would not last as long as Percival. Valenzuela takes ball 3 high. This is all the Lugnuts need from Zahid Valenzuela. Make the pitcher work. Hey, get on base if you're able. 3 for 10 this month. Payoff. He goes down swinging. How about a breaking ball on a 3-2? That's really wicked. So now Malaszewski against the leadoff hitting Drew Swift. Right-hander on right-hander. The pitch. A ground ball is pushed up the middle. Backhanded by second baseman Vivas. A long way to his right. His throw to first is late. Drew Swift beats out an infield single. There's the 6th hit of the game for the Lansing Lugnuts. A little Beck plays Austin Beck into the batter's box. Austin Beck is 1 for 2 with a single and a run scored. The Lugnuts are leading 4-3 in the 4th. A pickoff of the first tag late. Zahid was edging away. He was building his momentum and then realized, uh-oh, here comes the throw. It was tight. Valenzuela this year has not tried a stolen base attempt. Here's the pitch. Beck bounces it foul, deadened quickly by his foot. Strike 1. Austin Beck with all that great power. Knees bent, waiting. The pitch. He lashed it foul off to the right side. Malaszewski went breaking ball, and Austin Beck can hit a good breaking ball. He waited on it, just could not quite barrel it. But that bat whips through the zone. Pickoff though again. Low throw, well handled by Hewitt. Valenzuela back in safely. Tyler Soderstrom is on deck for Lansing. Looks like the wind is blowing in right now. Valenzuela runs. The pitch swung at him. Missed. Strike 3. A throw went down, but that doesn't matter. Malaszewski strikes out the side around the single. Let's go to the bottom half of the 4th inning. The Lansing Lugnuts 4. And the Great Lakes Loons 3. Stay with me.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So far for Jeff Criswell to get through three innings, 63 pitches, 34 for strikes, 29 balls. But the Lansing Lugnuts right-hander allowing two runs in the first, one in the second, a perfect third. He starts off the fourth, and it's grounded foul, strike one by Lionel Valera. The Loons trail Criswell and the Lugnuts by a 4-3 score. It's Valera, Hewitt, and Vargas here, 6-7-8, and the Great Lakes lineup. The Great Lakes Loons, the L.A. Dodgers High A affiliate, at 19-15 entering play. Here comes the pitch to Lionel Valera for windup on its way. Off speed down. Valera crowds the plate from the right side. Criswell's 1-1. Ripped past the third baseman, Brett Harris, on the ground in left field. A base hit. Armenteros gets it in. That was 109 miles an hour off the bat. And it had a weird dip to it as well, because Harris went to his left to try to make a play, and suddenly he realized that he was up too high. A single by Valera. And now Max Hewitt. That's just the third hit so far against Criswell. Criswell throws to Hewitt. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Fastball exploded by him. Hewitt was robbed his first time up. A terrific play made by the shortstop, Swift, up the middle. By the way, I'm looking up those Lionel Valera career stats because I was remembering, boy, he's been here with the Great Lakes Loons for a little bit. Hewitt batting left, Criswell the righty, throws. Valera runs, but it's fouled back to the screen. Strike two, Valera back to first base. Lionel Valera coming into play today, hitting 226. Last year, Valera hit 224. The on-base percentage is just about the same. Last year, 305. This year, 302. In 2019, playing at the single-A level, when the Great Lakes Loons were at single-A, as opposed to 2021, the Loons and the Lugnuts moving up to high A, he was a Loon again. The deal. Swing and a miss. Criswell blows away Hewitt with the high heat. Strikeout number three for Criswell. One down. So Lionel Valera, a full year with the Loons in 2019, 122 games. A full year with the Loons last year, 95 games. And today he's playing in his 34th game with the Loons. Emmanuel Vargas waits from the left side. A throw over to first base, though, instead. And Valera back in. We've seen a lot of people around the Midwest League setting their franchise records. Most career games, most career... You fill in the blanks. Because they played with the team when they were single-A. And they're back with them in high-A. Runner starts and stops. Criswell misses high. Ball one to Vargas. Certainly gets us well acquainted with him, and I would argue, too, it's consistency for the player, even though he might want to leave. Dow Diamond's a great place to play. Midland, Michigan is a fine place to be. Runner moves. The pitch called a strike. Throw down by McDonald is late. It's another big jump off of Criswell and another stolen base for a Loon. Lionel Valera nabs his 10th bag of the year. It's a second steal in the series. One ball, one strike with one out. on Imanol Vargas. 4-3 Lansing in the fourth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Off speed. Way out in front. One ball, two strikes. Balk was called. And the shortstop, Drew Swift, is checking in because he doesn't agree. Emma Charlesworth Sealer is checking in with Criswell. Criswell's trying to demonstrate what he just did in conversing with Charlesworth Sealer. Checking in, Charlesworth Sealer basically said that he never came to a complete stop, that he was bouncing in that set position. Lansing Lugnuts will bring the infield in. One ball, one strike, the count on Vargas. Valera now at third. Now Jeff Criswell has that little bit of a bounce in his set. And they ask you to come to a full stop. He stops, he throws. Swing and a miss, strike two. And there's got to be a part of Jeff Criswell that feels that should have been strike three. Imanol Vargas out of Bonao, Dominican Republic. He's 23 years young. A 1-2. High from Criswell. Two balls and two strikes. Vargas' route here. Spent it in the Dominican Summer League in 2017 and in 2018. In 2019, Vargas moved up to Ogden and the Arizona League. The deal, up high. Three balls, two strikes. And then last year, his first stop in full season baseball with Rancho Cucamonga, where he batted .246. But most importantly, he hit 17 homers. He scored 65 runs in 72 games. He has a lot of power. Criswell's payoff pitch to Vargas. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Vargas knew it too. He turned away from home plate. He was walking back to the dugout. Even as Brian Van Vranken was rearing back, bow and arrow style to ring him up. Back-to-back strikeouts for Criswell after the leadoff single by Valera. And with Valera at third as the potential game-tying run, Lansing leading 4-3 in the last of the fourth. Two outs now for Edwin Mateo. Walked his first time. Criswell offers. Under the arms, ball one. It was Mateo's base-running blunder, his toot blam, if you're familiar with the acronym. He got thrown out trying to go from second to third in a sac fly to end the second inning. And that squashed Great Lakes' last rally. Criswell's pitch, swing and a miss, off speed, pulling the string. One ball, one strike. Mateo from Santo Domingo, El Capital. The deal. Criswell overthrew a high fastball. And it's 2-1. Johnny DeLuca's on deck. You would rather face DeLuca with nobody on and nobody out leading off the fifth. Two balls and a strike. Two outs. Valera's at third. Here's the pitch. Criswell missed up with the off speed. It is three balls and one strike on Mateo. It has felt like Criswell has battled against himself throughout this game. Can he get through the fourth? He fires, and the fastball's in. He has walked Mateo. And that is Jeff Criswell's fifth walk of the game. I want you to consider that entering play today in 115 total batters faced, that Criswell had only walked seven of them. But he's walked Johnny DeLuca twice, he's walked Imanol Vargas, and he's walked Edwin Mateo twice. Now he'll have to face DeLuca for a third time. Pitch clock infraction, as signaled by the home plate umpire Brian Van Vranken, on batter DeLuca. Strike one before Criswell throws a pitch. Mateo at first, Valera at third. The deal. Popped up, right side. Soaring out of play. Strike two. Lansing's lead over Great Lakes is 4-3. Two in the first, two in the third. For the Loons, two in the first, one in the second. Belaint in the third, batting in the bottom of the fourth right now as the Lugnuts get the bullpen active once more. Potential tying run at third, potential go-ahead run at first, but it's early. The deal, swing and a miss, and this inning's over. Jeff Criswell blows away Johnny DeLuca with the help of the pitch clock violation to begin the plate appearance. Jeff Criswell strikes out three in the fourth inning and five so far through four. Still, the Loons only have those three runs accomplished in the first two frames. Criswell has blanked them the last two. That means it's the Lugnuts four, the Loons three, and we are going to the fifth inning. Come on there with us.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Tyler Soderstrom leads off the top half of the fifth inning with the Lugnuts leading 4-3 at Great Lakes. The first pitch, Soderstrom takes the off-speed down the middle, strike one called. It is Soderstrom, Harris, and Bikina, meat of the order, 3-4-5 against the righty Kevin Malaszewski, who deals. Soderstrom fouls it back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. Malaszewski out of the pen for his second inning of work. He struck out three Lugnuts around a Drew Swift single last frame. And 0-2. Soderstrom goes down swinging. A fastball high and tight. Fourth strikeout for Malaszewski. And now Brad Harris. Boy, Malaszewski has looked really strong. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Harris takes it high, ball one. For Brett Harris today, a comebacker his first time, and then a walk and a run scored. Lawrence Butler doubled him and Marty Bikina in. Harris takes outside. Two balls and no strikes. One out, nobody on, top of the fifth inning. And the Lansing Lugnuts leading 4-3 at Great Lakes. Here's Malaszewski's pitch. Harris looks at ball three, high. Today in Lansing Lugnuts history, it was May 18th, 2014. The Dayton Dragons playing in Lansing against the Lugnuts. And it was a tie game. On the 3-0, Harris taking all the way. That's called a strike at the letters. Well, the Lansing Lugnuts had runners at first and third base. Justin Atkinson specifically was the runner at third in this tie game in the bottom of the ninth. 3-1. Harris swings and foul tips it into January's mitt. The count is full. The Dayton Dragons had a pitcher on the mound named Evan Mitchell. And what the Dragons asked Mitchell to do was intentionally walk Jorge Size. A payoff. Down and in. Ball four. Brett Harris has drawn his second walk of the game. And the Lansing Lugnuts have a one-out base runner for Marty Bikina. Marty is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Well, Evan Mitchell in trying to complete that intentional walk. One of his pitches was not the greatest. Still should have been handled, though. The pitch, McKenna takes. Strike called on the outside corner. Malaszewski's 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Well, Brandon Daly was the Dayton Dragons catcher, and he couldn't handle it. A passed ball. It got by him all the way to the backstop, and Atkinson scored. Here's the deal. Missed in. So the Lansing Lugnuts walked off the Dayton Dragons on a passed ball. It actually came on ball four, intentional ball one, intentional ball two, intentional ball three, all fine. Intentional ball four, a passed ball, and the Lugnuts walked off with a win. McKenna takes very high. Great job by the catcher, January, getting up. No passed ball there. Two balls and one strike. That's today in Lansing Lugnuts history. And now that really is well behind us, because if you want to intentionally walk someone in today's baseball, just point down to first base. You don't even have to make the pitches. Here's the toss. McKenna takes ball three high. And Malaszewski has lost his command. And this is the worry with Malaszewski. Great strikeout stuff, but does he know where it's going? He just walked Harris. McKenna takes ball four in. He's walked McKenna. Malaszewski has gone from striking out four to walking two. And Lawrence Butler is now the batter. Malaszewski has now walked 11. He has struck out 13. And this is in 11 and two-thirds innings for the year. Catcher January pays him a visit. And the pitching coach, David Anderson, is fairly racing out to the mound. Lawrence Butler is about to come up. The Lansing Lugnuts 4, the Great Lakes Loons 3. The Lugnuts have drawn 4 walks to go along with 6 base hits. Lansing left runners at second and third in the second inning. Stranded a runner at second base in the third inning and a runner at first base in the fourth inning. Otherwise, this lead would be considerably more comfortable. On the other side for the Great Lakes Loons, a runner left at third base in the first inning. A runner tagged out at third base and a runner left at first to end the second. And then in the fourth inning just concluded, runners left at first and third. We're ready for play. Anderson back in the Loons' first base side dugout. Harris at second, McKenna at first, Lawrence Butler bats left. The righty sets high, kicks, offers. Strike called. 93 here on the stadium gun to begin him. Butler is 1-for-2. A swinging strikeout in the second, a two-run double in the third. The pitch, swing and a foul tip. January hung on. Strike two. Malaszewski has come right back after that pitching mound visit. And he's attacked Butler. This has been aggressive stuff from Malaszewski. He fires. And the off-speed is taken low. One ball and two strikes. It's Jared McDonald waiting on deck. And by the way, with Lawrence Butler, he has grounded into 3 double plays this year. That's what the Loons are looking for. It's a 1-2 pitcher's pitch. And here it comes. Butler fouls it back to the netting. And the Loons warm up a right-hander in their pen down the right side. There are a lot of Loons pitchers on their roster. They have 18 pitchers. The Lugnuts on the other side have 13. Much thinner bullpen for the Lugnuts. It's a lot more crowded for the Loons. The pitch. Butler goes down swinging, chased a high fastball, and came up empty. Malaszewski has 5 strikeouts and 2 outs in the fifth. So how about Jared McDonald? It does appear to be Diego Granado, the right-hander warming up in the Lugnuts pen. The pitch, Jared McDonald takes a strike called on the outside corner, off speed. McDonald is 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. He was the last batter to face the starter, Cole Percival. And a one. Shot on the right side. Couple of hops for first baseman Hewitt. Calls his own number. Takes it himself and keeps on jogging back into the dugout. Two walks stranded by the Lansing Lugnuts, and we're halfway to the house. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is the Loons trailing the Lansing Lugnuts by a 4-3 score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And here's Jeff Criswell, who's still back on the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And that music is playing Eddie's Leonard up to home plate. The Lansing Lugnuts right-hander enters the fifth, 82 pitches. He has shut out the Loons in the third and the fourth innings entering this frame. It's been an erratic game for Criswell, but he has battled through it. Allowed a two-run homer, three batters into the first, gave up a sac fly after three walks in the second. That's all. He fires. Leonard swings and misses, strike one. This has really been an example of Criswell met with adversity and grinding through it. And the Lugnuts are up 4-3 at Great Lakes. Criswell brings it. Line foul down the right side toward the Loons pen with a hop and up out of the lawn where a couple of fans wrestle for it. No balls, two strikes on the dangerous Leonard. Leonard, Vivas, and Ramos. Three big-time Dodgers prospects. Criswell's pitch. That's hit in the air to center field and shallow. In comes Butler to put it away. And there's one gone. Now here's Yorbit Vivas. 4-3 Lugnuts, first pitch. A breaking ball slicing through for a called strike one. And 23-year-old Jeff Criswell, the Oakland Athletics number 18 prospect according to MLB Pipeline. Kicks, throws. Up high and outside. One ball and one strike. And he's taking on Yorbit Vivas, who, oh, by the way, is the number 9 Dodgers prospect. He just faced the number 8 one in Leonard. A 1-1 break even on its way. Check swing, went around too far, and the breaking ball in. Strike two. Vivas hit him for a 2-run homer in the first before flying out to very deep right in the third, just missing a second homer. Vivas, 21 years of age. He was signed for $300,000 out of Venezuela. Criswell, the 1-2, whacked foul off the left side. High fastball from Jeff. Reading about Yorbit Vivas and what prospect evaluators think, they compare him to Luis Arraez of the Minnesota Twins, except they say that he's going to have much more power down the road. And we've seen that power today. 1-2, high, two balls and two strikes. The difference has been this year. Whereas Luis Arias hit for average, 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 and more average. Vivas comes in. His batting average is .223. But the power is there. The 2-2. He hits this one foul. Sliced away to the left. That bat speed is quick. Flashing through the zone. Awaiting a two-ball, two-strike offering. Here it comes. Breaking ball down. Three balls and two strikes on Vivas. Vivas has walked more than he struck out this year. 19 walks, 14 strikeouts. And Jeff Criswell has walked five so far. He fires. Vivas grounds it up the middle and over second base, hopping into center field. Base hit. He is on. And a one-out base runner for the Loons. Lawrence Butler gets it in. In the Lansing Lugnuts dugout, here comes Phil Pohl. Jeff Criswell works 4 1/3 innings. And the end for Criswell, unofficially 93 pitches utilized. Criswell only allows 4 hits, 2 of them to Vivas. They give up 2 singles, a double, and a homer. Jose Ramos, who hit the double, is coming up. But Criswell departs with the Lansing Lugnuts leading this game by a 4-3 score. And so now, it's going to be upon the bullpen. Diego Granado jogs in for the Lansing Lugnuts. Granado has grown a full beard. And this has come together rather quickly for Diego. He has 5 tattoos, he told me, and he's going to get more. He's got a tattoo on his right upper leg that as soon as the season ends, he's going to have it finished. He's got tattoos crawling up the left side of his neck, under his ear. He is just a fantastic, compelling person to speak with out of Las Tunas, Cuba. Granado last year made his debut with the Oakland Athletics, pitching for Stockton. And now here he is in high A with the Lansing Lugnuts. And so far for Granado, a 4.38 ERA, which is staggering considering how his season began. He received a spot start for the Lansing Lugnuts, and it went very poorly. 1/3 of an inning, 6 runs. And yet since then, look over things for Granado. 12 1/3 innings. He's allowed 6 earned runs in total this year for the 4.38 ERA. This is his 10th appearance in total. His 9th out of the pen. He has walked 7. He struck out 12. Big batting .302 against him, a healthy number. A sinker, a slider, a splitter. For the righty, Granado at 6'1", 210 pounds, age 25. Jose Ramos will oppose. Jeff Criswell's unofficial line, 4 1/3 innings. Criswell struck out 5, and he walked 5. He allowed the 4 hits. He gave up 1 home run, that in the first inning to Vivas. Right now he's on the hook for 3 runs. It could be 1 more as he has departed with Vivas at first base. As the music fades away, Jose Ramos climbs in from the right side. There's one man out, bottom of the fifth, I should say, as Granado feeds in a called strike 1 to begin Ramos. Jose Ramos is 1-for-2, both those plate appearances against Criswell, a double and a strikeout. He fouls this pitch back to the screen, and Granado's out in front of him, no balls and 2 strikes. Well, I mentioned that Eddie Leonard was prospect number 8. And Yoribit Vivas, prospect number 9 for MLB Pipeline and the Dodgers organization. Jose Ramos is prospect number 14. At 0-2, ground ball pulled foul up the left side. Let me read to you his prospect bio. A bargain signing at $30,000 out of Panama in 2018. Ramos didn't get a chance to play in the United States before last season. He made an immediate impression. Pickoff throw to first, not in time. Vivas dives back in. He made an immediate impression reading onward about Jose Ramos, homering twice with exit velocities of 111 and 114 miles an hour in his first game. The deal, He loops it left field. Armenteros in. A running catch. Armenteros does not realize that the runner at first, Vivas, was all the way to second. He took his time getting it in, and that saves Yorbit Vivas. He hurries back in without a throw. Ramos is out number two. Oh, Ramos, an uppercut stroke to send it out to Armenteros. And now here comes Ryan January. A ground ball, foul up the right side. I'm telling you, Lazaro Armenteros has his head up. He's accepting that ball in the full sprint, marching in from left. I think he's got a chance to double off Vivas at first base. A really good shot. Vivas was maybe two steps away from second. No balls, one strike on January. Granado's pitch. Outside. The Lugnuts 4, the Loons 3. Bottom of the fifth inning. Nearing the 8 o'clock hour. The toss. Line drive caught by the second baseman Valenzuela, lunging down to his right. 109 miles an hour off the bat, but January is out number three. And Diego Granado, though there was hard hit contact to say the least, he strands Criswell's runner, Vivas, at first base. Hey, the Lansing Lugnuts are up 4-3. And come with us now. We're onward to the sixth inning from Midland, Michigan.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lazaro Armenteros, Saeed Valenzuela, and Drew Swift will be the Lansing Lugnuts trio due to bat in the top of the sixth inning. The Lansing Lugnuts, 4. The Great Lakes Loons, 3. Michael Hobbs is the new Loons pitcher, righty, dealing. Armenteros takes, strike called outside corner. So Kevin Malaszewski is done after two innings out of the pen. He walked two, he allowed one hit, he struck out 5 and did not allow a run. And here's Hobbs, who throws high in the air and foul, skying down the right side. That baseball hits over the lawn area and sends everyone scurrying for it up on the concourse. Lazaro Armenteros has walked, and he struck out. And he's down to the count, nothing and two against Hobbs. The righty sets and throws. Armenteros takes it outside. Breaking ball for ball one. Michael Hobbs is out of Corona, California, St. Mary's Gale. So the voice of the Stockton Ports, Alex Jensen, would know him well. A 1-2, swing and a miss, breaking ball whiffs Armenteros. Second time that Lazaro has struck out. One gone, top of the sixth inning. Lansing Lugnuts batters now, 10 strikeouts through 5 1/3. 4 for the starter, Cole Percival for the Loons. 5 for Kevin Malaszewski and 1-1 batter, Michael Hobbs. Hobbs taken to the 10th round last year. His first pitch swatted foul by Saeed Valenzuela. up into the netting down the left side. Now, Hobbs so far this year with the Loons. 14 and two-thirds innings. Now he can make it 15 innings. He has struck out 16 and walked 8. He kicks, offers. A bouncer hit down toward third. Valera backs up for a truer hop, fires flat-footed to first in time. Two outs. Smart play by Leonel Valera. And now it's time for Drew Swift. Swift is 1-for-3, reaching on an infield single his last time. Hobbs is looking to make short work of the Lugnuts here on the top of the sixth inning. This has been a long game with long half innings. The first pitch is outside. Ball one. A lot of fastballs from Hobbs, and you can understand why. Stadium radar gun has him right now at 96. Fastballs for the strikes to get out in front, then the breaking ball to set him down. Swift swings, lines this breaking ball into right field. A base hit. Ramos is up with it, pegging into second. Drew Swift has an oppo single. That was a hanging breaking ball, and Drew Swift knew exactly what to do with it with the inside-out stroke. Now Austin, batting right, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Hobbs sets and throws. Breaks it off the outside corner, ball one. Lansing 4, Great Lakes 3. Feels a little bit like yesterday's game. Loon scoring came early, then the Lansing Lugnuts overtook them. Hobbs steals to Beck. Again, slider down and away. Now Hobbs has allowed 2 home runs this year. The league comes in hitting just 226 against him. There's 2 outs with Swift at first base. Pickoff 0-2 first, not in time. Swift back in. Drew Swift so far this year, 0 stolen base attempts, though not for lack of effort. 2 balls, no strikes on Beck. A dangerous spot for the pitcher Hobbs. Hobbs sets, delivers. Beck fouls it off. Got the fastball that he wanted. Strike one. Still count is in Austin Beck's favor. The pitch is on its way. He nubs it back toward Hobbs. The pitcher off the mound to collect. Throws to first. Side retired. In time to Max Hewitt. Just Drew Swift single. Swift stranded at first base. Lansing scoreless since the third. The Great Lakes Loons have been scoreless since the second inning, and we're going to the bottom of the sixth. The Lansing Lugnuts lead over the Loons remains as it has been for a little while now. The Lugnuts 4, the Loons 3.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, group sales account executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Lansing Lugnuts lead 4-3 as Diego Granado opens up the bottom of the sixth inning by tossing in a called strike to Leonel Valera. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. At 0-1 now, right-hander to right-hander. Valera takes outside and low. 1-1 Valera, Hewitt, and Vargas. 6-7-8 batters in the Loons' order. Lugnuts' bullpen is quiet. First full inning of work for Granado out of the pen. He brings it. Strike two called. And Valera watched that pitch all the way into the catcher McDonald's mitt. Lionel Valera is 1-for-2. Last time up, a single, stole second, balked to third, and stranded there by Jeff Criswell, the starter. A 1-2. Up high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Loons so far have stranded 5 runners on the base paths in this game. The Lugnuts lead it 4-3. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fouled away off the right side. My first year with the Lansing Lugnuts was 2009. And the Great Lakes Loons in 2009 had some interesting folks. They finished up with an 81-59 record. They were very talented. The pitch, Valera tips it foul at home plate. And we'll keep it right here. Juan Bustabad was their manager. They had such major leaguers on that team as D. Strange Gordon and Shelly Buss. Jerry Sands was one of their top power hitters. And amongst their pitchers, they had Luis Garcia and Javi Guerra and Ethan Martin. 2-2 pitch. That too is fouled off at the feet of Valera. Ethan Martin was considered a top prospect on that team. Ethan Martin was put into a piggyback tandem with another young top prospect, a guy by the name of Nathan Evaldi, who was considered a lesser prospect. Valera takes off speed down and in. Now the count is now 4. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Lionel Valera in the mist and in the cold in Midland, Michigan, leading off the bottom of the sixth. Loons down to the Lugnuts 4-3. A payoff. Swing and a miss. Granado strikes him out. Got him with a sinker. One away in the bottom of the sixth inning. I bring up Nathan Evaldi because of all of those Great Lakes Loons in 2009, that talented Loons team, my first year in the Midwest League. Evaldi has probably gone on to the best career. Max Hewitt next, 0-2. The first pitch is fouled straight back, strike one. Evaldi made it up to the major leagues with the Dodgers in 2011, 2012, sent to the Miami Marlins in 2012, where he joined their starting rotation, and then from the Marlins to the Yankees in 2015. From the Yankees onward to the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox, and he's been with the Red Sox since 2018. The pitch, that too is fouled back off the screen. No balls and two strikes on Hewitt. Max Hewitt, the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Loons, batting with the bottom of the sixth inning, one out, nobody on. The Loons down. The score, 4-3. And we've got an infraction called against Hewitt. And in an 0-2 count, that's strike three. Austin Shubb, the manager of the Loons, coaching down at third base, is shouting out to the home plate umpire, Brian Van Branken. But Diego Granado just recorded his second strikeout. Thank you, pitch clock. Emmanuel Vargas takes a pitch up high. I bring up Nathan Evaldi. Why? The former Great Lakes Loons pitcher, because yesterday he allowed 5 home runs in 1 inning to the Houston Astros. Third pitcher in Major League history to have that happen to them. 1-0. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes to Vargas. In the first inning, the Astros went 3-up, 3-down. In the second inning, they didn't against Evaldi. Granado with the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Yuli Gurriel, Michael Brantley, Jeremy Pena, Kyle Tucker, and Yordan Alvarez all homered. And the Astros went out on top of Boston 9-1. The pitch. Line drive right at shortstop. Swift side retired. A 1-2-3 frame for the Great Lakes Loons against the Lugnuts reliever Diego Granado. But at least they weren't serving up five home runs in an inning like was happening to the former Great Lakes Loon, Nathan Eovaldi. Man, oh man, better days are ahead for Eovaldi. For us, what's ahead is the seventh inning with the Lansing Lugnuts 4, the Great Lakes Loons 3 from Midland.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Tyler Soderstrom leads off the top half of the seventh inning for the Lugnuts. The first two pitches missed. Here comes pitch number three on its way. He swings and misses it. Two balls and one strike. Soderstrom and the Lugnuts 4. The Great Lakes Loons 3. The Loons right-hander Michael Hobbs enters his second inning of work out of the pen. He fires the 2-1. Soderstrom again comes up empty. Full rip on the off-speed. Two balls and two strikes. Tyler today is 1-for-3. He struck out twice. The one hit was a two-run homer. A 2-2. Outside corner, strike three called. Soderstrom is furious with himself. He struck out for a third time of the game, and that felt similar to the third inning. That same backdoor breaking ball. Michael Hobbs records his second strikeout. And now Brett Harris, who was 0-for-1 with two walks and a run scored. 4-3, the Lugnuts lead. Right-hander brings it. Harris showed bunt, pulled back. It's a high and away fastball. Ball one. And 93 miles an hour in the cold and in the rain of Midland, Michigan. This is a miserable time to play right now. A 1-0. Strike called on the outer edge. One ball, one strike on Harris. We went from last homestand temps in the 80s. Hobbs throws. Harris swung late. Strike two. Everybody down there is getting wet. They're feeling pretty miserable. A ball and two strikes. Pitchers pitch from Hobbs. Harris grounds it up the middle. Shortstop Leonard to his left. Can't reach it. It's a base hit. The center fielder DeLuca scoops the baseball up and tosses it in. It's wet. It's probably messy. Brett Harris is on for a third time. This is a one-out single. So now Marty Bikino, one-on-one gone. Lansing up by a run. The initial offering is high. One ball and no strikes. And the Lansing Lugnuts have not gone down a 1-2-3 once in this game. A ball and offering from Hobbs. Bikina takes high. No, called strike at the letters. Bikina checks in with the home plate umpire, Van Vranken, as if to say, don't you think that pitch was a little north of the equator? Nah. Van Vranken, that late call, and it's one ball and one strike. So the third pitch of the at-bat, and that's called strike two. That's right in there. Brian Van Vranken has a very late strike call, so you just have to stay patient with him. And we've seen that from the scoreboard operator here. They've tried to anticipate him, and sometimes they've been wrong. And the same thing has happened to me. Harris at first. Bikina takes a breaking ball up and inside. Two balls and two strikes. A two-run homer by Soderstrom in the first. A two-run double by Lawrence Butler in the third. The only Lugnuts runs, but they're leading. Hobbs throws. Bikina taps it foul, just barely staying alive. Earlier today, not a great day for the former Lansing Lugnut Kirby Snead. He allowed 5 runs in 2/3 of an inning. The Oakland Athletics lost 14-4 to the Minnesota Twins. Kevin Smith, though, the former Lugnut, 2-for-4. Luis Barrero was 3-for-4 in the loss. Great to see him hitting. The pitch, that too is fouled away to the right side. And we'll stay right here, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Yesterday, the A's beat the Twins 5-2. Danny Jimenez, who was with the Lugnuts in 2018, recorded a 5-out save for the A's. Jimenez's numbers this year are remarkable. Harris doesn't run. Bikina grounds it foul up the left side. We stay 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Brett Harris at first for Lansing, batting in the seventh with a 4-3 lead. Danny Jimenez entered this year with 1 1/3 innings of Major League Baseball experience. And now for the Oakland Athletics, 15 1/3 innings. He has struck out 16, he has walked 5, and his ERA is 0.59. Bikina fouls off another Hobbs offering. Sent it screeching back to the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes, we stay. Danny Jimenez. 7 saves now this year. Trusted back-end reliever for Mark Kotze. Seizing that role as A's closer and pitching so well. Hobbs deals. Bikina fouls it up and away to the right side. Keep this battle going. Major League hitters facing Danny, 175 average, a 452 OPS. He's allowed just 1 earned run, 3 runs in general in his 15 1/3. Time called at home plate. I believe, unofficially, let's call this the 9th pitch of this plate appearance. Might be the 10th. Harris at first, hands on his knees. Pick off the road, tag! Not in time. He got back in with his right hand first. That's a good thought by Michael Hobbs. Just checking in. Lansing's up 4-3 in the seventh. Hobbs deals once more at 2-2. Bikina takes. Called strike three. Breaking ball slicing in across the inside corner. Filthy. That was, in fact, the 10th pitch of the plate appearance. When a pitcher breaks off a hook like that on the 10th pitch of that bat, tough for a batter. Bikina got locked up. Now Lawrence Butler's 1-for-3 with a 2-run double. The deal. Inside. Ball one. The Lansing Lugnuts in this game have struck out 12 times. Butler 1-for-3, 2Ks. Bikina 1-for-3, 2Ks. Soderstrom 1-for-4, 3Ks. The pitch, high fly out into left field, up under the rain. Left fielder Mateo's down the line, straddling the line, makes the catch in foul ground. And the Lansing Lugnuts strand the Brett Harris single. It's time to stretch. And the Lansing Lugnuts lead 4-3 over the Great Lakes Loons as we're going to the bottom of the seventh inning at Dow Diamond. Hey, stand up, stretch it out, and stick around.
Hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Diego Granado did his job. The Lansing Lugnuts right-hander from Cuba faced five batters, struck out two, set them all down. And he is bridged to Edward Barham for the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Lansing Lugnuts 4, the Great Lakes Loons 3. There's very little margin of error, if any. 9-1-2, Loons batters up. First pitch from Barham. Fastball snaps in for a called strike to Edwin Mateo, who has walked twice in this game, those against the starter Jeff Criswell. Criswell went the first 4 1/3. The pitch from Barham, outside. 1-1. Yesterday we saw 5 1/3 scoreless innings out of the pen. Today, so far so good, thanks to Granado. Can Barham keep this going? He delivers. Fouled up and away to the left side. A ball and two strikes. Mateo, DeLuca, and Lennard. The Great Lakes Loons have a fearsome middle of the order. The pitch. Off speed is outside. 2-2. Edward Barham, B-A-R-A-M, out of Saddlebrook, New Jersey. The 30th rounder 3 years ago by the A's. Deals. Fly ball, wallop to right. It's trouble. Beck is back to make the catch. And there's one gone. Mateo hit that ball very hard. These are not good hitting conditions. It's cold, it's rainy, and it died in Austin Beck's glove out in deepest right center. And now Johnny DeLuca takes a strike called on the inside corner. Barham enters with a 3.29 ERA. Now it's lowered a bit. He deals, and he missed in. Ball and a strike on DeLuca, who has 11 homers. Two walks and a strikeout in this game. No homers in this game. He scored one of those three Loons runs. The pitch, Barham misses low. 2-1. With that first out, Barham has now worked 14 innings. He has walked 8. He has struck out 8. He delivers, and he missed down and in. It's 3-1. You would like to see fewer walks. You'd like to see more strikeouts. But when the ball has been put into play against him, it's a very low BABIP, 180. The 3-1 is grounded foul up the left side. Off the right, big toe of manager Austin Chubb, coaching at third base, and then kicks up into the Lansing Lugnuts pen. And that Lugnuts pen is a very lonely place to be. There are only three guys down there right now, two relievers and a catcher. The pitch, a ground ball, bounced down toward third, but foul, left of the bag for Harris. He, with the right hand, shuffles it over into the dugout right side. The backhand flip. 3-2 on Johnny DeLuca battling against Barham. One out, nobody on, bottom of the seventh. Lugnuts up 4-3. Payoff. Low, he's walked him. DeLuca's on as the potential game-tying run. I just wonder, in these conditions, how good is that grip for pitchers? It can't be. It can't be great. It's cold and it's wet out there. Well, now Barham against Eddie Lennard. And he quickly peppers in a called strike one. Off speed, 84 miles an hour. Leonard is 0 for 2 with a sac fly. DeLuca starts and stops. The pitch grounded sharply fair up the third baseline. Extra bases toward the corner. DeLuca races around for third. Held up there. Throw comes out from Armenteros. Leonard takes his time easing into second with a double. The Lansing Lugnuts are bringing the infield in. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second for Yorbit Vivas. And Vivas takes ball one outside. Here's the challenge for Edward Barham and the Lansing Lugnuts defense. And they're going to intentionally walk Vivas. Or let's see, hang on. The home plate umpire, Brian Van Vranken, signaling, yes, it will be an intentional walk. Vivas sent down to first base. Jose Ramos is the batter. The pitch missed in. One ball, no strikes. Vivas at first, Leonard at second, DeLuca is at third base. The pitch, waved at and foul, tipped into McDonald's mitt. One ball, one strike. Ramos is 1-for-3 with a double. Double play ball, we get Barham and the Lugnuts out of it. The pitch, swing and a miss. Or, you know, one ball, two strikes right now. Little mild strikeout, and then another out, however you can get it. Almost on this batter line, January up after him. Barham has the sign. Pitch. Line drive, swept to left field, down to the corner, down to base hit. One run is scored, a second run is coming in, a third bounce is away from catcher Jared McDonald, backed up by Barham. Ramos to second, and over to third base, Yorbit Vivas. A two-run single by Ramos, and the Great Lakes Loons take a 5-4 lead. In left field, Lázaro Armenteros got to it very quickly, and then he took forever to get it in. DeLuca scored to tie the game, and yet Armenteros was upon it before Leonard reached third base. Armenteros did not immediately release. He kept on holding and patting and hesitating, and the third base coach and manager, Austin Shove, waved around Leonard, and Armenteros' throw to home was not close. Pitching coach Don Schulze is out to the mound for a visit. It was not good contact by Ramos, and that's what helped him. It helped that ball die out in front of Armenteros in left field. Otherwise, that hangs up, and Armenteros has an easy catch. And then DeLuca's just going to try to tag and score to tie the game. As it was, because it was mishit, the Great Lakes Loons have two in. They look for more now. The batter's Ryan January, still with one out on the infield in. Ramos at second, Vivas at third. First pitch, January taking all the way. A fastball for a called strike one at 91 here on the stadium gun. January is grounded to short, grounded to second, lined out to second base. A left-handed hitting catcher. The pitch, missed inside. Count is one ball and one strike. Last year, I think it was, Ryan January caught fire against the Lansing Lugnuts. They couldn't get him out. He was hitting home run after home run. Barron with the sign. Pitch. Down low. The appeal to check swing. He did not go, according to the bases umpire Charles Wurzeler. 2-1. Ryan January, originally an Arizona Diamondback, claimed off waivers by the Dodgers. The 2-1. Fouled away. Sent way off the left side. 2-2. Well, the Great Lakes Loons have caught and passed the Lugnuts in this seventh inning. After the Mateo fly out to right, DeLuca the walk, Leonard doubled, intentional walk to Vivas, two-run single, Ramos. Barham's 2-2. January skies this one. Left side, tough play. Harrison a foul ground. The third baseman cannot make the catch, reaching out over his shoulder. And that's probably for the best. If he does, on the dead sprint toward the Lugnuts pen, his back toward the infield, we would likely see Yorbit Vivas and Jose Ramos both tag and advance. There was nobody covering at third base. Easy for Vivas to come home. Difficult throw from where Harris was all the way to home plate. And then for Ramos, simply to go second to third, and then he might see if he could get greedier from there. Well, 2-2. Try it again. Barham's pitch up high and outside. 3. And the Lansing Lugnuts seeing things go sideways. Warm up a right-hander in the bullpen. It's Daniel Martinez getting loose. 3-2 on January. Valera's on deck. First base is open. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Barham struck him out with a heat. Reared back, checked 93 by him. Big strikeout, Edward Barham. So bring up Leonel Valera. And you know what? If Barham can get Valera and strand those runners at second and third, there's a bit of a victory to be had here. The pitch. Valera bounces down toward third. It's fair. Gloved by Harris. Long throw. High and wide. 2-run score. Valera dashes around to second base. He hangs tight there as the first baseman Soderstrom retrieves. It's 7-4 Loons. Red Harris had to uncork, and he airmailed Tyler Soderstrom by a lot. That's a play where a third baseman just needs to throw a seed across. And keep in mind, with these wet conditions, how that ball might have slipped in his hand. We'll see if the official score wants to go infield single for Valera, too. And then the error. Here's Max Hewitt. The left-handed hitting Hewitt, 0-3. A ground out to short and 2. At second base, Valera. The pitch. Outside corner, strike called. 4 runs in for the Great Lakes Loons in the bottom of the seventh inning. It has been ruled an infield single, then the throwing error. The pitch. Barron misses down and in. For Brett Harris, by the way, his fifth error of the year. That leads the Lansing Lugnuts defensively. The pitch hit high in the air and foul, left side, out of play. 1-2 on Max Hewitt. Edward Barham is 1 pitch away from ending this seventh inning. But this is the 8th batter. By the way, Valera does get the RBI. Infield single driving in Vivas before the error scored Ramos. The offering outside from Barham. 2-2. Emmanuel Vargas is on deck. Edward Barham is about to throw pitch number 32 this inning. High set, he delivers. High fly sky down the left side in a foul ground and out of play. Out over the railing. three lug nuts. Armenteros, Harris, and shortstop Swift all chased it, but no chance. So pitch number 33 is coming up for Barham. Max Hewitt just added to this Great Lakes Loons roster in his first game with the Loons. The deal. Missed outside. Full count. Hewitt signed as an undrafted free agent a year ago. I believe that this might be his professional debut. I'll check in. I'll see if he played at Rancho Cucamonga. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Barham strikes him out and ends the inning. But the Great Lakes Loons played four. There were three hits. There were two walks. There's one runner stranded in scoring position. Yeah, checking this out for Max Hewitt. This is his first professional game. Things will get better from here for him. Things did get better for the Great Lakes Loons. And now the Lansing Lugnuts will turn their attention to the top of the eighth inning. It'll be McDonald, Armenteros, and Valenzuela coming up. That's after this.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The final score yesterday, the Lugnuts defeated the Loons by a 7-4 margin. Well, today it's the Loons up 7-4 over the Lansing Lugnuts. And we open up the eighth. Can the Lugnuts rally? The first pitch of the top of the eighth fouled up and away, off to the right side by Jared McDonald, who in that swing and foul, he lost his elbow guard, which is something that I have not seen before. There's strike one. The Loons, by the way, have gone back to the bullpen. Here's the 0-1. McDonald smokes a base hit in the left center field. Mateo quickly over to the gap to back it up, or to backhand, and to fire it into second base. And Jared McDonald is on at first with a single. That's a two-hit game for Jared. Now Lasser Armenteros takes ball one up high and away. I believe that this is Jose Hernandez, the Loons closer out of Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. There's a swing and a miss. Ah, I stand corrected. This is Julian Smith. Julian Smith is the new man in. Smith out of Concord, North Carolina. Drafted from Catawba Valley Community College. Kicks and throws. And that's down and inside. It's two balls, one strike on Armenteros. Takes over for Michael Hobbs. Kevin Malaszewski, two scoreless innings. Hobbs, two scoreless innings. 7-4 Loons. Smith's 2-1. Up high and wide. Ball three. There's the start of something here. Armenteros has walked. He has also struck out twice. Does Smith give him a pitch to swing at? Smith to the plate with the 3-1. He doesn't. It's low, and there's ball four. A single and a walk. And now Saheed Valenzuela is coming up. Two on, nobody out. Valenzuela representing the potential game-tying run. And out to the mound dashes the Loons pitching coach, David Anderson. The Lugnuts are out, hitting the Great Lakes Loons 9-7. With regard to walks, on the other hand, Lugnuts have drawn 5 walks. The Loons have drawn 7 walks. It has not been a great day for command. Little Kill Bill action up in here. Julian Smith, 6'4" tall, 210 pounds, age 24, 15th rounder 4 years ago. Smith came in with pretty darn sparkling numbers, a 2.65 ERA and 11 relief appearances. 2-1, none out, he throws. Valenzuela takes, strike called on the outside edge. Saheed is 0-3 today. He has flied out, struck out, grounded out. Switch hitter, so he turns around and bats right. McDonald at second, Armenteros at first. 0-1. High. Where the kids screeching. 1-1. Through 17 innings, Smith has 17 strikeouts, but he just walked his 10th. A 1-1 pitch for Valenzuela. That's called a strike, and that is a very high strike on a breaking ball. Saheed stands 5'8" tall, and his knees are a little bit bent, too. You would not think that a pitch that high would get called on somebody taller. Smith throws. Valenzuela goes down swinging. Led on a fastball at 90, and he lets the home plate umpire, Brian Van Vranken, know what he thought about that plate appearance. There's one gun. Top of the order time, where Drew Swift is 2-for-4 with 2 singles. Takes the first offering down. Knocked down by catcher January. This day is fit for January. 1-1, no strikes on Swift. Popped to second, fly to right in the first and the second innings, but he singled up the middle in the fourth, singled to right field in the sixth. Now in the eighth, Swift swings and lines it up the middle. A base hit to center field. McDonald's around third. He rushes for home to score standing without a throw. The throw instead comes into second base. Drew Swift singles in Jared McDonald. Armenteros stands at second, and the Lugnuts are within 7-5. It's a 3-hit game for Drew Swift. Austin Beck today is 1-for-4 with a single. And Austin Shubb, the manager of the Great Lakes Loons, has seen enough of Julian Smith. We're going to get the move to the bullpen right here. Well, in speaking with the Loons broadcast crew, they have said Austin Shubb hates to lose. For all that they talk about, the minor leagues is about development and patience. Austin Shubb says, to heck with that. And he manages like he's pitching in the playoffs. So Julian Smith is done. On the top of the eighth inning, he faces 4 Lugnuts. He gives up 2 hits, 1 walk. There was 1 strikeout. There's 1 run in. And Austin Shubb could wait no longer. And so the Loons have gone to their closer. Jose Hernandez is in. And here comes the Loons grounds crew out to try to fix the mound. the mound is caked and swampy, really swampy. So they're going to apply some turfus to the landing area at the very front. Just try to make sure that Jose Hernandez, unlike Edward Barham and Julian Smith before him, might have some good clean footing. Hernandez is nicknamed Petey, according to Brad Tunney, voice of the Loons. Brad says that he is the most well-liked, well-respected, most popular Loon in the clubhouse. The lefty out of Puerto Plata. I was ready for him to come in the late innings, and here he is. 6'3", 205 pounds, signed as a free agent, 6 years ago by the L.A. Dodgers. Now this year, Hernandez has a couple of losses. Forget that. He's 6-for-6 in saves. He struck out 16 in 16 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 6 runs, 5 earned. And the league is batting just 194 against him. And what a spot for Hernandez to take over. Now, this is just going to be for my amusement's sake. How many Jose Hernandezes have played in the history of baseball? There's been one major leaguer. One Jose Hernandez major leaguer. I remember him. He was an all-star. Cubs, Brewers, Pirates. In the minor leagues, Jose Antonio Hernandez, Jose Guadalupe Hernandez, and I should say Hernandez, Jose Alexander Hernandez. Here's another Jose A. Hernandez. Here's another Jose A. Hernandez. Here's another one, Jose Daniel Hernandez, Jose M., Jose Gregorio, Jose J., Jose Gabriel, Jose Ernesto, Jose Gregorio, a different Jose Gregorio, Jose Alberto Hernandez, Jose Manuel Hernandez, Jose Maria, Jose Alejandro, Jose Jean, Jose Miguel, Jose Leonardo, Jose Gregorio, Jose Octavio, Jose Manuel, Jose Luis, another Jose Luis, Jose Angel, Jose Abraham, Jose Abel, Jose Gustavo, and we've reached the end of our Jose Hernandezes. Okay, so it's over 40. I tried counting it silently. It's about 42, 43. This is the only active one. Jose Hernandez deals to Austin Beck. Fouled at home plate, strike one. Here's the thing, though. You can have a common name, quote unquote. You can have a name like, let's say, Michael Jackson. And you can do things that make your name stand out. Jose Hernandez stands out here, dealing. Beck rockets one down the left field line. One hop and it bounds off the wall. Lasser Armentero scoots around to score. Swift is held at third. The throw bounces in late to the bag. And Beck lands at second with an RBI double. The Lansing Lugnuts trail 7-6. That was 106 miles an hour and rifled into the left field corner. Welcome to the ballgame, Jose Hernandez. Austin Beck's second hit of the game. For Beck, it's his second double of the series and of the season. It's his 15th RBI. And now the batter is Tyler Soderstrom. The first pitch. Fastball away. 1-0. The Loons just scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th to take a 3-run lead. 2 runs are already in for the Lugs. A 1-0. Soderstrom takes it right down the middle. Strike called. Here's your situation. For Soderstrom, it's situational hitting time. Tying run is at third. Go-ahead run is at second. There's one out. Swift at third is fast. The pitch. Soderstrom swings foul, tips it into January's mitt. Strike two. Now you go into mode where, all right, it's 2 strikes. You hit this ball deep enough in the outfield. You hit a grounder anywhere on the infield except a third. It should tie the score. Lefty fires to lefty. Soderstrom strikes out swinging. A fastball away, and he strikes out for a fourth time tonight. It's on Brett Harris now. Harris is 1-for-2 with a single and two walks. The lefty offers. On the outside corner, strike call. The fastball at 95. He is the seventh batter of the inning. The Loons 7, the Lugnuts 6 in the top of the 8th. Beck at 2nd, Swift at 3rd. 2 runs already in. The southpaw sets. Throws. Fastball. Strike 2 called. 96. Whatever Brett Harris was looking for, that wasn't it. No balls and two strikes. Hernandez to the plate. Harris goes down swinging. Breaking ball down and in. Soderstrom and Harris strike out with the tying and go-ahead runs in scoring position. And we're going to the bottom of the 8th inning. The Lansing Lugnuts did trim the Loons lead from 7-4 down to 7-6. Last chance for the Great Lakes Loons to add to their lead before the 9th, coming up.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Loons 7, Lugnuts 6. Let's go to the bottom of the 8th. Daniel Martinez takes over on the hill for the Lugnuts, offering. Imanol Vargas takes ball one. Hi. How are you? Vargas is fine. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Number 8 hitter in the order, batting left. Martinez to the plate. Whacked foul off the left side. Ball at a strike. 7-6 in a tight one from Dow Diamond. Martinez delivers. Outside corner, strike 2 called. Daniel Martinez is the Lugnuts' third reliever to be used in this game. Jeff Criswell, the starter, went 4 1/3. Then Diego Granado, the next inning, and 2/3 perfects. The deal. Hi. Hello. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And then Edward Barham pitched the 7th inning and ran into trouble, allowing 3 hits, 2 walks. One of them was intentional. Did strike out 2, but allowed 4 runs. There was also an error committed behind him. Foul left side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It remains on Vargas. Vargas was the only Loons batter not to hit in that 7th inning. Daniel Martinez kicks. Throws outside for ball 3. Fitting that Martinez pitches today when his Riverside compatriot Cole Percival began the game for the Great Lakes Loons. But it's been a long time since we saw the starters in there. Martinez's payoff. Skied out to left. Lazaro Armenteros can't find it. Now to his right. He's under it for the catch where the center fielder Butler panic-stricken rushing on in there to say, I can take it. But Armenteros did for at number one. I think there was a game earlier this year where Lacero lost sight of one. And what an awful feeling that is. That's where you start to duck for cover. Martinez throws to Edwin Mateo, switch hitter batting left. Loons leading 7-6. Outside corner, strike called. I feel like every time that I see Daniel Martinez this year, he's taking steps in the right direction. This is his 10th appearance of the year. The 0-1 is bounced weakly to second. Valenzuela gloves, throws to first, out number two. Last time that we saw Daniel out there on the hill. Martinez was firing a hitless, scoreless inning against the Dayton Dragons on May the 15th. Walking one, but that was all. On two appearances before that, he was firing a perfect inning against the West Michigan Whitecaps. So he's settling in. Things are getting smoother. The right-hander deals to Johnny DeLuca. Fouled away to the right side. Strike one. You would love a nice no-drama bottom of the eighth to set things up for the top of the ninth, keeping the Lugnuts down by a run with Bikina, Butler, and McDonald due. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, strike called. Nothing and two on DeLuca. Johnny DeLuca has walked three times and scored two runs. He has also struck out. He has great power. Right-hander to right-hander. DeLuca takes ball one away. Two outs and nobody on. We're in the bottom of the eighth. It will be Jose Hernandez remaining in for the Loons in the top of the ninth. The pitch is on its way. DeLuca foul tips it, hung on to by McDonald. Strike three. Daniel Martinez does work a 1-2-3 eighth. And that sends things to the ninth. Jared McDonald, the catcher, popped up, energized, hummed that ball to the third baseman, Harris, and the Lansing Lugnuts head to the dugout. They're getting all set, mentally prepared. We'll get ready to step aside and come back with the top of the ninth inning from Dow Diamond with the Lansing Lugnuts trailing the Great Lakes Loons by a 7-6 score.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Time for the top of the ninth inning. Jose Hernandez throws, and Marty Bikina takes it inside. The first pitch had also missed. Count is 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bikina, the Lansing Lugnuts DH, to be followed by Lawrence Butler and then Jared McDonald. Loon 7, Lugnut 6. The lefty offers. Ball 3 outside. Lansing would love nothing more than for Bikina to reach base to open up this frame, putting immediately the tying run on. The flame throwing Hernandez. Kicks. Deals. Inside corner. Strike called. Nipping across the black. And the stadium radar gun says 98 on that fastball. He's a big lefty who brings it. His 3-1. Bikina swings and misses. Strike two. And just that quickly, Jose Hernandez is right back in this count. 7-6 loons. A payoff for Bikina. Fouled up and away to the right. Might have chased a little up and away. No worries there. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bikina today has singled and walked and scored a run. He's officially 1-for-3. The lefty's 3-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go on appeal? Yes, he did, says the bases umpire Charlesworth Sealer. And the Lugnuts are incensed. Strike three. One gone. Bikina was dashing up the first base line, but Emma Charlesworth Sealer showed no hesitation. And now the batter is Lawrence Butler. Lefty throws to lefty in a one-run game. Hernandez starts him off with the off-speed. Strike called. Lawrence is 1-for-4. The one hit, a 2-run double. The pitch, fastball, strike called at the knees, outside corner, 99 stadium gum. Well, those have been two pitch-perfect pitches. 0-2 pitch, up and away. Lawrence recognized immediately. 1 ball, 2 strikes. One out, nobody on. How things turn. Think about Bikina at first base, nobody out. 1-2 pitch. Butler takes the breaking ball, bouncing in. Didn't tempt him. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lawrence Butler this year. 3 homers, 4 doubles. 5 doubles, including today. The pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Lawrence does not like that call. The catcher, January, pretty obviously caught it and dragged it to the right, presenting it to the home plate umpire, Van Vranken, who rang up the Lugnuts batter. It's going to be up to Jared McDonald now. Emotions are hot in the Lugnuts third baseside dugout. First pitch, fastball, and a strike called at the letters. 7-6 loons. The Lugnuts are not done yet. McDonald is 2-for-4 with 2 singles. Here it is. He takes a ball down and in. Just homered twice in the Dayton series. These are not great hitting conditions. It's cold. It's wet. The man on deck, Lasser Armenteros. But McDonald, great power from the right side. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. Fastball by him at 96. Lansing is down to its very last strike. The Lugnuts have not had a 1-2-3 inning at all tonight. Hernandez is bidding for it. Dealing. Hernandez fouled, or I should say, McDonald fouled it straight back. And the count remains 1 ball and 2 strikes. And Jared McDonald barely catching a piece. Beck greeted this reliever with an RBI, a double in the bottom of the eighth to bring in the Lugnuts' 6th run. Sent Drew Swift to third, Beck to second. But Hernandez struck out Soderstrom and Harris to end the top of the eighth. Struck out Bikina and Butler. Deals. McDonald goes down swinging. This ball game is over. Jose Hernandez strikes out the last 5 Lansing Lugnuts. And the Loons edge Lansing today 7-6. Post-game show is on its way next. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help.
You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts fall today 7-6 in a compelling game. It was interesting throughout. There were fireworks, there were big swings and big strikeouts. The big swings began early on. The starting pitching matchup featured the Loons righty Cole Percival against the Lansing right-hander Jeff Criswell. Two guys with outstanding stuff. But in the top of the first inning with one out, Austin Beck singled, and Tyler Soderstrom homered to right field, and the Lugnuts led 2-0 against Percival. But in the bottom of the first inning, Johnny DeLuca walked, stole second, Yorbit Vivas homered, and the Loons had tied the score up against Criswell 2-2. In the bottom of the second inning, Criswell walked three straight Loons with one out, Vargas, Mateo, and DeLuca. Edis Leonard followed with a sac fly to center field, but on the play, Mateo tried to go from second to third, and the Lugnuts cut him down. So though Vargas scored to give the Loons a 3-2 lead, Lansing denied the Loons something further, and it looked like that was going to matter. Because in the next inning, top of the third, two outs, nobody on, against Cole Percival, Brett Harris walked, Marty Bikina reached on an infield single, and Lawrence Butler doubled them both in. Lansing led 4-3. It would stay 4-3 for a while. Criswell pitched great. He gutted it out, a perfect third inning. In the fourth inning, he worked his way through a leadoff single and a two-out walk to strand runners at the corners. In the fifth inning, though, with one out, he allowed a Yorbit Vivas single. He was pulled out of the game. That brought in Diego Granado. And though Granado did allow some hard hit contact, he went 1 2/3 perfect innings. Two lineouts to end the fifth, one lineout and two strikeouts in a perfect sixth inning. So the Lugnuts 4-3 lead remained until the bottom of the seventh inning. There in the bottom of the seventh, Lansing turned to the right-hander Edward Barham. The Great Lakes Loons against Barham, well, with one out, Johnny DeLuca walked for a third time. Edis Leonard then doubled him over to third base. And the Lugnuts elected to intentionally walk Yorbit Vivas. That brought up Jose Ramos, who sank a line drive in front of the left fielder Armenteros for an RBI single. And on the play, Armenteros late in getting it in, so Edis Leonard also came around to score, gave Ramos two RBIs. The throw home was poor. That allowed Yorbit Vivas to go all the way to third base and Ramos to take second. And suddenly the Loons were in the lead 5-4 and looking for more. Ryan January struck out against Barham, but Leonel Valera grounded an infield single to third. And when Brett Harris threw wildly over first baseman Soderstrom, that allowed another runner to score. Two runners came in all, and it was 7-4 Loons, a four-run bottom of the seventh. Barham pitched out of further trouble, striking out Max Hewitt. In the eighth inning, the Lugnuts looked for the response, taking on the southpaw Julian Smith. Jared McDonald singled his second hit of the game. Lázaro Armenteros walked his second walk of the game. And after a strikeout of Saheed Valenzuela, Drew Swift singled to center field to bring in McDonald. It was 7-5, and the Loons had seen enough of Julian Smith. Manager Austin Chubb called in the closer Jose Hernandez, and Austin Beck greeted him with a ringing double to left. That brought in Armenteros. However, Mateo recovered it quickly in left field and got it in. That held Swift at third base as Beck pulled into second with the RBI double. Lansing Lugnuts were within 7-6. But then Hernandez buckled down. He struck out Tyler Soderstrom, and he struck out Brett Harris to end the top of the eighth inning. Then in the ninth, he whiffed Bikina, Butler, and McDonald. Bikina and Butler both felt that their strikeouts were dubious, to say the least. But in the end, the The Loons lock this one down and defeat the Lugnuts 7-6. Lugnuts' record falls to 15-20. The Loons improve to 20-15. 6 runs, 11 hits for the Lugnuts, 1 error, and 10 runners left stranded. Lugnuts went 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position. On the other side for the Loons, 7 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. And 6 runners left on. There were 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position today. The win goes to the reliever Michael Hobbs. The loss to Edward Barham also suffers his second blown save. Jose Hernandez picks up his 7th save of the season for the Loons. The time of the game tonight was 2 hours and 54 minutes. We just completed it at 9:02 after it began at 6:08. And it was played in front of a crowd of 1,073. There you are. The Lansing Lugnuts fall in the second game after winning the first game. These two games have been fun. Well, let's see about tomorrow. Tomorrow I expect Adam Jackson to be by my side. The righty Osvaldo Barrios will get the ball for the Lansing Lugnuts against the Loons righty Emmett Sheehan. They're going to have to activate him off the injured list. Sheehan's a good one, though. 6th rounder last year out of Boston College. So Sheehan's going to get the ball. We'll see how Barrios is. He's been up and down, to say the least, so far in the young season. Game time tomorrow, 6:05 p.m. Adam and I will have the pregame show starting at about 5:50. And then Friday night, the lefty Mac Lardner for the Lugnuts against Kendall Williams. Now, the Lugnuts, before affiliating with the Oakland A's, were Toronto Blue Jays Farm Club. And Kendall Williams was drafted in the 2nd round by the Blue Jays. I was expecting, if the Lugnuts had stayed a Toronto team, that Kendall Williams would be in Lansing sooner rather than later. The Blue Jays traded him. The Lugnuts switched to the A's. So, you know, all of us, we're all getting more athletic, or at least we're trying to. And now we're going to see Williams against the Lugnuts pitching on Friday against the lefty Mac Lardner. And Saturday, Joey Estes for the Lugnuts against Nick Nastrini of the Loons. Once again, 6:05 p.m. start times on tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday before a 1:05 p.m. game on Sunday to close out the series. Steve Emmanuels against Lyle Lockhart in a rematch of the opening starting matchup. That'll do it for me for tonight. Thanks to my pregame show guest, Brian Buelbas, the Lansing Lugnuts outfielder. And I found out how to pronounce his last name. Buelbas. There you go. Brian Buelbas. That'll do it for here today from Dow Diamond. Thank you so much for keeping me company. The Lugnuts fall 7-6, your final score. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's wishing you well from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.